Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Click on your attention button, ladies and gentlemen, because it's time for the DJV program to present to you, as part of our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, in combination with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, our review, our overview of the big items according to Talkers Magazine, the big stories, the top 10, and the people list as well. They are functionally our focus during this hour with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, all part of the DJV program, our lineup every day. And this is a special look at the stories. Number 10, I suppose Jennifer ought to have a moment or two on this, the Western heat wave here in California. It's affecting the southwestern part of our country. It is. I saw something. Was it yesterday? There was the trials. Oh, was it the trials for the Olympics in Oklahoma City? It was 104 degrees there. So the Midwest, the Mid-South, the Southwest baking. And you living through it, Jennifer, how hot
it's
has
really
it been?
Funny.
It sounded like a line from the Johnny Carson Tonight Show. How hot is it?
It's so hot, you could fry an egg on the sidewalk. No, it's really weird, and I was thinking about this as I was driving home from work the other day. It has been hot. I mean, it's been 100 degrees in the San Fernando Valley where I live. It's been really hot in Palm Springs. It's been like 118 yeah. there. Phoenix has been very hot. Las Vegas has been hot. My mom's been in Grand Junction. She said in Colorado, she said they are having really high temperatures. So it's been hot places. But for California, I was like, I mean, everybody's like, it's a flux alert and it's very hot and blah, 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 cooling centers and watch your dogs and the elderly. I mean, it's been warm. But it hasn't been as, like, I mean, sometimes during August
not
or
world,
September.
The end of the world stuff.
Right. And I was thinking, like, the other, and here's how I know that. So the other day, like, you know, on I think it was, like, Thursday I was driving home, and it was 82 degrees at 7 o'clock at night. Now, conversely, on Tuesday, it was 100 degrees. That's pretty hot at 7 o'clock at night. So, you know, there has been a little bit of heat. But if you're at the beach still in Southern California, it's, like, 74. So I feel kind of
yeah.
like embarrassed complaining
right.
about
go
it.
Go over the hill. In
it's
the up and down
swing of 30 degrees.
Malibu, Pacific Palisades, Santa Monica, down to Venice, and that's, yeah, it's pretty
I
temperate.
I think, you know, and then we go into flex alerts for the whole state where that means there can be power outages. It means that you're supposed to conserve energy and all this stuff. I think the more they pound on the fact that there's just ginormous heat wave, the more people are like, oh, got to get ahead of it. I know
well,
I have. I've had my air conditioning good. Running all week to get ahead of the heat. And mm-hmm. maybe if I had just been listening to, like, how it feels outside, maybe I wouldn't be doing that. But I'm listening to everybody going, it's really hot. Got to get it
more.
Going.
The sky is falling.
Air.
It's terrible. It's awful. You know, that kind of stuff. That wears out. It gets pretty thin. All right, jumping around here a little bit, I want to spend some time on number two, ladies, the COVID Delta variant. Apparently, it is worse than most, but is it the worst variant?
Yeah.
It's contagious, right? And
and gets you, makes you sicker. Isn't that kind of what you're hearing?
Yeah.
And look at England, because it started in England, I guess, didn't it?
India. This is the one that pretty much decimated India, and we saw those cases, hundreds of thousands of cases a day, and all those images of, you know, hospitals being completely overcrowded and just not enough beds to treat people. It's really awful. The good news is, though, because we like to have good news, the good news is if you are vaccinated, there is very little cause for concern. The health experts and doctors here in the United States, more than 10% now of new cases are that the Delta variant. And so a lot of health experts are worried about people in states that have low vaccination rates. Mm-hmm. A lot of states, you know, in the South don't have the vaccination rates that a lot of other states have on the coast and in the north. So, yeah, I mean, I hope that they, you know, they're concerned that this could create another wave, which no one wants. And so get vaccinated. It's widely available now.
Here's there's an interesting comparative here before we leave this of all, again, back to the news media, Jennifer and Victoria, what we were saying about the heat wave and how things are being portrayed and COVID. I think we've gotten to the point where we're almost numb. Understanding most people who are mature and get it, they understand that the news media is no more. It's all entertainment, infotainment, whatever you want to call it. So what gets lost are things that put stuff into perspective. And that's why what Jennifer just said and Victoria about
Some of the stories on the list this week. It's like everything now has to have a component of fear mongering.
Yeah.
It's the way I say yes, it is the news media's fault, the mainstream news media's fault for that. But I also think politicians gain a lot of power by keeping people really scared. I mean, looking at the list of stories this week, what did we hear about the Supreme Court decision on the Affordable Care Act? We heard that if Amy Coney Barrett would go on to the Supreme Court, that the Affordable Care Act would be killed, that it would be over. There's a quote. Kamala Harris said on the campaign trail, millions of Americans will be without health care because of Amy Coney Barrett on the Supreme Court. Yeah.
Barrett had also, the reason that was so such a hot button issue is because I believe that there was a paper that Amy Coney Barrett wrote before she was put on the Supreme Court where she said that the Affordable Care Act was unconstitutional.
A lot of people believe that, but that doesn't mean that each case that they're going to see is proof of that. I mean, that's what Clarence Thomas said in the dissent this week the opinion about their decision. He said, look, I don't like this Affordable Care Act. I think it is unconstitutional, but this particular case, there's no standing for it. So they toss it out. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
I'm just happy at a time where everyone's really struggling. Most people are struggling anyway. I'm happy that 30 million people didn't also lose their health insurance because I've been without it.
Even
and
in jeopardy, I guess.
I want to go back to COVID for a second.
But the point is, Doug, that I was making is that you're right. It's like everybody, and then going back to that, the Delta variant is going to come. It's like everything has got to be like a massive, it's got to have a name. It's got to, you know, it's coming for you. It's just,
okay, so then to put things into perspective as to specific, let's talk about children and how many children are dying because of COVID, and then compare to other things that children are dying of or from who are in their early stages. Out of every 100,000 deaths among children in the United States, 3 of them drowned. 2.5 of them, if you want to use the exact statistic, are in car crashes. There are actually about the same number of children killed in homicides. 2% of children have cancer. 1% of children have cardiovascular disease. 0.8% have the flu or pneumonia and die from it. 7.7%, less than 1%, die of suffocation. 0.02% are dying of COVID. It is the least problematic of all the things that children confront for possible ways of dying. And so to have all of this hoopla, there should be attention given to it.
Just to play devil's advocate, then is forced vaccine appropriate for young kids?
Well, it is, I guess, if you want to understand that the children could spread it. For them, it doesn't do any good. I see it doesn't do any good for kids, but it does help the situation with adults. And so is that make it worthwhile? Should it be done?
The idea
by the
that
way,
people
children,
can spread it
yeah.
without knowing, I mean, that's been debunked. That was one of the things that people said early on. But what they're saying now is that when you are contagious when you have symptoms. Hmm. So, you know, I mean, is that does that
but the same numbers
a
hold
good
up?
Argument anymore?
When you look at the older children, teenagers, for example, the same numbers hold up. More children die of cancer, like 100 times more children die of cancer than die of COVID, with the stats being the way they are. So I just think putting things into perspective, and this is, by the way, the study was done over the past year, not just, and what I found more interesting, if you will, in terms of children under 1 year old, most children who die of suffocation. What is that called when the kids have, there's a disease it's called, when children just stop breathing.
It's not a disease,
crib.
But it's sudden
sudden infant death syndrome.
SIDS.
Yeah. SIDS. Right. Yeah.
And a lot of
right.
time it is accidental.
Were you worried about that when you have a 1 year old now? His birthday is this weekend, as a matter of fact. Happy
yeah,
birthday
today. Yeah. Oh, I Wednesday. Totally believe that kids who believe like monsters live under their bed or the boogeyman came in at night, it's the parent just checking to make sure you're still breathing.
Yeah.
Like throughout the night. Yeah.
So today's Mac's 1 year first birthday? Wow.
Yeah, today's the actual day. Well, and they're not supposed to have blankets or stuffed animals in the crib with them when they're sleeping because of, like, that's what can cause the accidental death. You're not supposed to have them sleep in bed with you. Of course, I do. But that's been a recent thing because he doesn't like to sleep at night. So having him in bed with me helps me get a little bit of sleep.
Yeah, but it also probably calms him down, too. I think that's what happens with young children, with your dogs, whatever. They all feel better if they're close to you, and that's, you know, that's kind of a basic principle, if you will. All right, so there's the overview of two of the top stories. Let's see what else we get into, what other kind of trouble we can create here on our overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. This is the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keeler, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The keys are sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible. With Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get $10 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $50 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73, valid in-store and online. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, back to our overview here of the world of talk Radio, what happens every week. This, by the way, the numbers are interesting. We talk about numbers a lot, stats. The numbers for News Talk Radio listenership is up, and that surprises a lot of people. I don't want to make this too inside, but you know, after an election or all the hoopla, the COVID is sort of dying down, but is it really? There are so many things going on that people want to talk about. And what I find interesting is people's attitude toward what's going on in Israel, which is number five this week, and what's happening in the Middle East, the knowledge that people have about it, it sort of speaks to what we were saying about before, what people know about a number of things. And what do we really know what's going on, for example, in the meeting that Biden had with Putin? What came out of that? That's something that we'll talk about as we continue, because number one, we'll get to the trending stories too this week with Jay in a matter of moments. Here 21 after on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also have interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spend at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour on our overview of what's going on in the News Talk world, the business of News Talk, the conversations on the air, a lot of your favorite hosts, and they include, as far as we're concerned, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, the DJ Beers. I'm Doug Steffen. So, Jay, looks like there are some interesting names that are trending here. People are getting Hollywood Walk of Fame star status. I don't know who Norman Reedus is. I know, obviously, Carrie Fisher. Who else is on the list? And who the heck is Norman Reedus?
Yeah, it's a big list. Norman Reedus is an actor. He's on The Walking Dead. He was
If you saw him, Doug, you would know who he is. He's been in a lot of movies. I think he was in one of the Bond films. He's everywhere.
Really? Yeah, Boondock Saints. Francis Ford Coppola has been inducted. Like you said, Doug, Carrie Fisher. Several people in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which personally I feel like it's too soon. You know, like you're kind of brand new. Jason Momoa, Tessa Thompson, Michael B. Jordan, they're all getting their own star. Helen Hunt, Salma Hayek, Macaulay Culkin getting their own stars, as well as Willem Dafoe. Michael Strahan is going to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So it's a pretty big list. DJ Khaled, Avril Lavigne, Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, you pay $3,000 and you're in.
Well, it's more than $3,000 now. It's more like $40,000 probably.
Is it?
If you have the money, you can get a star.
So Norman Reedus
nominated by somebody first.
But how did Carrie Fisher not have one until now? Yeah, that blows my mind, right?
Yeah,
and then other people are getting it. Like, it just seems so quick. Tracy Ellis Ross and Kenan Thompson are also on the list of
getting watering down. This guy always plays a dirtbag, Norman Reedus, from what I remember. I'm looking at his face now. Yeah, he's always a dirtbag. All right, so...
I don't even know what that means, but okay.
All right, so, but the other people, there's other categories here. Right? The people from the world of, we got motion picture and TV here, but, this Macaulay Culkin gets one, William Dafoe, right? These are all the people that are getting them.
Yes, Selma Hayek in the sports world, Ray Michael Liotta. Strahan.
Yeah, yeah. And from TV, Byron Allen. Do you even know who Byron Allen is? He's a big producer,
well,
but he's not too visible.
But he runs like networks and stuff like that, which is good. And former athlete. So I think people do now.
All right, so maybe the birds will poop on Ricky Gervais' star on the. Well, he's getting one. All right, let's see who else. Anybody else?
A lot of studios will pay for this because they want to. You know, they want to pay for it because they can create good buzz for upcoming projects and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So Smart, that's a great example. She's killing it right now with Hacks.
Yeah.
And she was in, she played, you know, Kate Winslet's mom and Mayor of Easttown.
Yeah.
And she's on fire right now. So that totally makes sense.
I think Martha Reeves getting one is long overdue, I'll tell you that. So there's a lot of them. Where do they go, Jennifer? If they run out of space on one of the streets.
They're not going to be in Sunland. They're coming all the way to my house.
Yeah, over the hill. Uh-huh. So it's interesting as to how they...
They do them in doubles now. It used to just be like one single street. Now they have them like doubles, triples on Hollywood Boulevard. It's interesting the way they're just packing them in. It's also funny that Patti LuPone is getting a star finally. She's Broadway royalty. I mean, if that was New York, she would have been one of the first stars. So that's kind of interesting. And then in radio, the only one is Richard Blade. I listen to him all the time on Sirius. He's great. But yeah, I don't know if anyone outside of Sirius knows him anymore. He was huge in the 80s.
Oh, in L.A. Huge. Are you kidding?
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's on
K-Rock. All right.
He's good.
Hey, this is a story that we talked about on the DJV program, the paddling principal. Jay, what's the update on this?
Well, the principal was reinstated prematurely before the Florida Department of Education finished their investigation. And they did find probable cause for sanctions. So she will be getting hit with a fine, probably probation or suspension, maybe losing her teacher's license, getting terminated.
Can she get hit with a paddle, too? Because that would be really appropriate.
That would be amazing. Well, and the 6-year-old is still dealing with a lot of the physical and emotional fallout
of
it. Therapy. And she's also in physical therapy because she's experiencing severe back pain, hip pain, numbness.
Even have a job.
Why is this person not in jail?
What,
this is child abuse. This is child abuse.
Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North States. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Flatline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the inside
of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, courtesy of the three co-hosts and me on the DJV program every week. We get into a lot of these issues and have discussions about them. And this is sort of a review of what we've said, what's on people's minds, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. So the official list is at talkers.com, and also we post it at djvshow.com. The number 10 person on the people list is Marjorie Taylor Greene. And Jay, I know one of the trending items this week that's captured the attention of the people listening to the program has been posted on our social media, have been thoughts and comments on Ms. Greene. So you want to share some of those with us, people, and their thoughts on Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah, it's kind of across the board. She has a lot of support and a lot of people that don't really like her. Like Billy Dale Cummings says we need more like her. Erin Brambler says she's a little over the top, but I like the way she thinks, and I'd vote for her above any Dem. Where Kathy Tinnell says she's the cream of the rotten crop. And Greg Salm says Cocoa Puffs. I think that goes along with the lines of the tagline, the cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, okay.
What the cereal used to be, Robbie Douglas says she's about the best there is for telling the hard truth.
One of the other things
and not knowing about the Holocaust, so sure.
Right.
Put her in that category.
The business about education and our focus on what's going on in school and the impact of COVID on our educational system, the governor of Florida this week signed into law have a moment of silence every day in school. And so what are people saying about that?
Some people are here for it. Cindy Orozco says everyone can use a little bit of Zen or prayer, all kinds, just silently. You can start your day with that. Michael Durr disagrees with it, stating, first off, I'm not sure how I feel about this being a law. Secondly, I believe personal prayer and meditation should be done on personal time, not school time. And then kind of goes into explaining what all it could take, you know, the 5 minutes to get the kids quiet and off their phones to be silent. Right. Then the 4 minutes of gossip about what they reflected on.
If I were the king of the world, there'd be no phones allowed in school at all. You got to leave them home. Anyway, go ahead.
Who else? There's
it's getting crazy. What are you doing in school with the phone? How can you learn anything if you're distracted by the phone?
I think most parents would tell you it's protection. But I do think, though, that, like, you know, if we have to go to concerts now and comedy shows and you have to check your phone at the door, I think in school you could also do the same thing, right?
Yep. The problem is that kids are sneakier than adults. And so, like, my mom taught in the public school system for 30 years, and she had a no-phone rule in her class. But kids would, like, hold it under their desk. They'd hold, you know, and if you've got a class full of 30 or 40 kids, it's really hard to, like, try to see.
Is there such a thing as detention anymore? When I was teaching school, we had detention for things like that.
I don't know. But the thing that's troubling is, like, my mom said she caught these kids. They were, like, taking pictures of tests. So they'd have their phone out. They'd take a quick picture when her back was turned, and then they'd send the test. Yeah, to other friends so that they could be prepared for it. And my mom caught them, and then she made them start checking their phones at the door. But still, you get the sneakies.
And then with so many people, when you upgrade a phone, if you still keep your old phone, they may take their old phone and check the old phone while they still have their current phone in their pocket.
See? Jay's sneaky. Look at that. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so that's something else that I think requires some thought. And then the mask argument and what happened with a cashier. That was a big story, I think, this week, and one that a lot of people ought to pay attention to, along with this couple who shot the kid in a road rage incident in California. There's so much of this kind of stuff with people that are going crazy. They've got guns. And so what are folks saying about that? What are our listeners saying about some of these things, Jay?
Well, regarding the cashier who was slaughtered over the mask argument, just to recap, a man wasn't wearing a mask. The cashier asked him to put it on. They argued about it. The man exited the store, grabbed his gun, came back in, and shot the cashier in the head. A security guard was also injured in the situation. A lot of people are saying maybe you should mind your own business.
What in the name of God goes into
these mask arguments are ridiculous. There was another video that went viral this week. I'm not sure if you guys saw it, where a guy was filming outside of, looked like a, like maybe like a Home Depot kind of store. I don't know. It looked like a something, hardware store maybe. And these two guys that worked for the store started beating the heck out of a guy who wasn't wearing a mask. They were just pounding on him. Mm-hmm. And people in the parking lot were like, okay, they started filming. I mean, can we just, especially as the mask mandate is starting to lift, can we just like chill out? I mean, just
live and let live. If someone wants to wear a mask, let them wear a mask.
Let
if someone doesn't want to wear a mask and there's not a requirement in the location they're in, then back off. Keep your own distance. Let's take responsibility for ourselves.
Yep. All right. So let's now, you can, if you want to give us a couple of more of these comments, but I kind of want to weave it into a discussion of this couple. Jennifer, will you tell us that story? It was a Los Angeles couple that was involved in a road rage incident, and what, a 10-year-old?
Yeah,
was he 10 years old, this kid? How old is he?
Six. His name is Aiden Leos, was named Aiden Leos, and his mother, Joanna, was driving him to school on, I think it was May 21st. And she, now more information is coming out about the attack. Apparently this other car was filled with Winnie Lee, who was driving. She's 23, and Eric Marquez, 24, is in the passenger seat. They were going to work, and they were on the 55 freeway, and apparently the car containing the two suspects kind of cut this woman off, and it ticked her off as I guess she was driving along. So she's about 2 miles down. She's getting ready to transition from the 55 to the 91 freeway. She sees this car that cut her off, and she flips them off. She extends the bird to them. Well, that enraged the passenger, who then pulled up behind the car and shot one single shot into the car. Now, the shot apparently she didn't even know that her kid was shot. She just heard her son scream out, "Ow." And so she looked back and saw something was wrong. She pulled over. She realizes her son shot in the chest. So obviously the bullet ricocheted.
I've heard the
somehow.
Story, but hearing it again is just so.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Imagine this.
Awful.
I mean, how many moms drive to school with their 6-year-old in the back seat, and then all of a sudden your whole life changes. And so they took the kid to the hospital. They were not able to save him, and he died just like an hour after that incident happened. So then there was a 2.5-week manhunt for these two, and all they knew is that they were driving this white Volkswagen Sport, and they were looking all over the place. Well, it turns out he didn't even know that he had hurt the kid. He went to work. She went to work. I guess a few hours later, they heard about the shooting on the news, and they realized he said at that point that it was him who had shot this kid. He knew exactly who they were, and they kept living their life. In fact, so much so, going to work one morning, I guess 5 days after this incident, someone else ticked him off on the road, so he picked up that same gun and started shaking it in the window of his car to threaten another driver. Yeah.
Madness.
And I guess it wasn't until someone at work.
This guy should not be allowed on any bail. This guy is a threat to society. This is just awful. Ugh.
And so until someone at work said, "Hey, that car that you guys drive looks an awful lot like the one they're looking for in that case with the kid," he got scared. They hid the car. And that was finally, I think, the tip from people that he worked with. I think people kind of got onto it, and they were able to catch him and the driver. But, I mean, it's amazing. Like, what's the point? And I was looking at this guy's social media profile. If you looked at it, yeah, he had some stuff of him, like, shooting a gun. But he was talking about how depressed he was and that no woman would ever love him. Like, I mean, it looked kind of
like. Even
though
he has a girlfriend?
Well,
he's been driving
like,
him around?
Yeah, as you go farther back down in his list. I mean, but it looked very consistent with what you'd see from, like, loner guys on social media. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's stuff. I want to, one of the things that I think we'll be talking about next week, but I'm going to give you a little preview, the promotion that now surrounds the release of the Fast and Furious, what they call F9, the buzz on this movie and the stunts and the stars.
I thought it was out already.
I think it's this
week. I thought it was, too, actually. But I guess it was out in China first, right?
Yeah, it went to China first. Isn't that wonderful?
And it's made over $100 million so far already.
Right, right. So on the Tonight Show this week, Jimmy Fallon had actress Helen Mirren, who appears in... she wanted to be in the movie, and they've got her driving a car. So she did the interview to promote the Fast and Furious movie from her bathtub. It is one of the most interesting pieces of video I have seen in a long, long time.
I love her. She's funny.
In the bathtub doing the interview, all covered up with bubbles, and it just is. If you want a respite from some of the crazy, stupid stuff going on, go find the video from The Tonight Show. It's gone viral. Everybody's talking about it. It's trending, but it's one of the cutest things. I could imagine me doing it, something like that, because I love to be in the bathtub. For me.
They don't have the same effect.
Really?
Helen Mirren can get away with that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why can I get away with it? What's the difference? I have short hair and a lot of bubbles. I'm forever blowing bubbles.
Sexism. Nobody thinks a guy in a bathtub is a good idea.
Oh, it's so unattractive to think of. Even like David Beckham in a bathtub, I don't want to think about it. There's just something so unattractive about a guy sitting in a bathtub.
Really?
Even if it's a bubble bath?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I don't know.
I love taking baths. I love being in a bathtub.
I'm okay with the thought of David Beckham in a bathtub, in a bubble bath.
What about me in the bathtub, Jenny? Are you all right with that?
HR.
I took a training.
I was going to say, I'm not allowed to comment on that, Doug.
All right, coming up in a moment, the discussion of the number 9 story this week, Juneteenth, or however it's pronounced. What's that all about? This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the stories from this week, June 14th to the 18th. At number 10, the Supreme Court decisions. At number 9, Juneteenth. Number 8, the ransomware attacks and what's going on social media. Number 7, our relationship with China. Number six, the economy. Number five, what's happening in the Middle East now that there's a new leadership in Israel. Number four, situation with immigration and what's going on the southern border. Things changing there pretty rapidly and not for the better. Number three, the investigation into the election in January 6th, that sort of thing. Number two, what the changes are in COVID, vaccine-wise and variant-wise. Number one is the story of the Biden-Putin summit, our relationship with Russia, and other events that took place this week that put the president in the international spotlight. That's the story list from Talkers.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. All right, people list. Every week when we do the Talk Radio Countdown show, I like to have an official overview of the list because sometimes we get a bit distracted when we talk about one or two of the people or the items. So at number 10 on the official list, Marjorie Taylor Greene in the House of Representatives. Number 9, I don't give his name credence. I just say he's the president of China. Number 8, the leaders of the Democratic Party. Number 7, Kamala Harris. Number 6, the leaders of the Republican Party. Number 5, situation with the well-known or not-so-well-known names like Netanyahu in Israel. Donald Trump is 4, Dr. Fauci is 3, Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin is 2, and our president, Joe Biden, is number 1. On the people list here this week, as the official lists come out every week, you can see them both at talkers.com and at djvshow.com. All right, so before we leave this couple thing, we were talking about the couple who shot the child in California. But this week, one of the trending stories has been that St. Louis couple who pointed the guns at the demonstrators outside of their house. Remember that last year?
Oh, yeah.
They went to court. They were found guilty of misdemeanor charges. They gave up their guns. And the guy who's now in the focus, what's his name, McNamara or McNamee or something like that?
Mikulski,
him too. He says he's going to run for governor.
Yeah. I think it's ridiculous that they're taking his guns when everybody knows where he lives and he was using his guns to protect his
Well, but he's going to go buy other guns, right? He's not prohibited from buying any guns.
No, you're off the list. I don't think it's just, I think
So I don't think, so the reason that that they were guilty, right, is because they aimed the guns at people. It's not just because they were holding them, right?
That's he said he'd do the same thing again if it happened.
Yeah.
Maybe this time he wouldn't aim it at people.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, Juneteenth. Something coming in my world came out of nowhere, although I do remember studying it, and I think that's the impact of it. But ladies, we had a minute or so to talk about Juneteenth and how it's being interpreted, the fact that the law passed as quickly as it did, and some people have it off this week, right, already.
Yep. Well, it's 46 states have already recognized it, and a lot of companies had already given it as a company holiday, so now it's on the federal level. It's a federal holiday, yeah.
I don't remember it. I remember talking about the reason for it when I was in school and teaching school, but I haven't thought much about it since. So, again, because I think it's a teachable moment, and I think it's important for people to understand why we have some of these holidays and the fact that we have too many to begin with, it ought to be coupled with exercises in school, having school on these important days.
Yeah, it's summer vacation holiday. Anyway, so.
What?
Yeah.
You're out of school there? We're not out of school here yet.
Everybody's out of school.
Not here. Not on the East Coast. Are you out of school in New Jersey?
I don't know, but I would guess. Usually, I mean, when I was in public school, when I was a kid growing up in Jersey, usually around like early 20-something, June 20-something.
Yeah, Friday was the last day.
Nobody's been to school for the past year and a half. Why don't they stretch it out a little bit? All right, ladies, thank you. Jay, Victoria, and Jennifer with Doug at 10 before the hour.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for a review, hard look at the top five stories from the world of technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen. Here to do that is Victoria Keelan, who goes from number five to number one. At number five, Netflix has a pretty interesting announcement, yeah?
Yeah, I think this has actually been well received this week. Netflix has launched an online merchandise store, Netflix.shop, and it features products inspired by the shows that they carry, the original Netflix shows. It's the company's first foray into commerce. Until now, essentially, they were only making money by subscriptions. And so the new store features items like apparel and toys and games and immersive events that are tied to the shows. Like if you're a Lupin fan, which is the French TV series on Netflix, they've got decorative items inspired by Lupin. And they have streetwear and action figures, things like that. Some of these items will eventually be available through their retail partners like Target. This will the price points are $25 to $75, so it's pretty accessible to a wide array of consumers. This was sort of kind of they talked about doing this for a while. Josh Simon, who's the VP of Consumer Products now at Netflix, he left Nike last year, so that was a pretty big signal that they were going to get into consumer products. Netflix says they're going to debut new products from The Witcher, which stars Henry Cavill, and Stranger Things, which is sort of one of their cult favorites. They're going to have all kinds of items from those shows. Stranger Things will be really fun because that show is set in the 80s, so you can expect a lot of 80s fashion-inspired items for that.
Number four.
Facebook is planning to roll out its podcast. It's kind of a platform, essentially. And so it's going to start June 22nd, and eventually they'll add a feature where listeners will be able to create clips from their favorite podcasts and then share those. So hosts can link their existing podcast RSS feed to Facebook, and then you will automatically, after that, every time you publish a new podcast episode, it will automatically appear on your Facebook page. This will show up under a new tab that's simply called Podcasts, and so podcasters who publish on the platform will also be opting into Facebook's podcast terms of service. It's pretty standard, the agreement, but this is something maybe a few podcasters have raised some issues with who's actually protecting the intellectual property of their podcast. So I'm sure there'll be some legal stuff happening in the future. But for now, if you want to have your podcast spread around on Facebook, then this is a great way to do it.
Help yourself. Number three, Verizon and a deal. Of course, yeah, this is a real deal.
Yep, Verizon's joining several states in offering a financial incentive to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Customers who've gotten at least one dose can get a 10% discount on accessories from either the online or physical stores. To sweeten the deal, Verizon's actually letting customers stack that discount on top of sale prices. So, you know, right now Verizon's selling Apple AirPods, the Pro version, which is the high-end version. They're on sale until June 20th, and you get an extra 10% if you've had one shot already, or if you've had two, you go in, you provide your validation that you've had the vaccine, and you can get your discount. And they're also offering all these customers are going to be eligible from June 15th until July 31st. So you just have to fill out a questionnaire, you get a promo code, and then you have to shop before August 15th.
All right, number two.
This is a great thing, and I hope that this gets passed because this is already a strong bipartisan effort. A group of lawmakers introduced a bill Wednesday that would make it easier for people to cancel online subscriptions after the free trial period has ended. I can't tell you how many times this has happened to me. I know everybody has suffered with this. Once you sign up, you get like 7 days free of Netflix or any kind of music listening service. They take your credit card, and then if you forget to cancel before the 7 days are up, they automatically bill you. And sometimes it's monthly, sometimes it's for the whole year, and then you're just stuck. And I know, Doug, you said you've got gym membership stuff, that same thing.
Yeah.
So this bill is called...
LA, whatever they call it.
Fitness. LA Fitness, yeah. This bill's called the Unsubscribe Act, and it's going to require sellers to allow customers to cancel a subscription in the same way that they signed up, which most people do like a one-click thing either on their phone or on their TV on an app if they sign up for something. And so now this bill, if it gets passed, you'll be able to, with the same one-click, opt out instead of having to sit on hold and calling customer service, which I think is great.
All right, number one. This week in tech stories has to do with something introduced in the House.
Yep, last Friday, House Democrats introduced five new bills meant to chip away at the power of big tech companies, targeting a variety of practices that antitrust advocates say are stifling competition. Mainly, this is going after Amazon. Amazon has their Amazon Basics line, so if you want anything that they make, when you search for that on Amazon, they put their own product first before any other company. That kind of stuff would end if these bills are passed.
All right, there they are, top five tech stories this week. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The Home Service Club sponsors this paid advertisement. Attention homeowners. Broken AC, $4,600. Water heater, $1,500. Fridge on the fritz, $1,000. You need home warranty coverage from the Home Service Club. For around $1 a day, if any of your covered appliances and systems break down, HSC will either do the repair or replace them.
HSC has over 15,000 pre-screened, highly rated technicians with the fastest response time in the industry. HSC provides coverage for up to 47 different appliances and systems in your home. Call for a free, no-obligation quote from a trusted HSC service specialist about a home warranty for your entire home, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-503-8676. Call now and get your first month free, plus $75 off your first year. 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676. That's 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. Republican Marsha Blackburn says she's not able to support the infrastructure compromise being negotiated in the Senate because it's focused on mass transit instead of roads, bridges, and railways.
We have personal cars and trucks, and we're a logistics state with a lot of heavy haul, 53-foot trailers, 33-foot trailers that are hooked into a big rig.
Tennessee's senior senator was a guest this week on the Salem Radio Network. Anti-government protesters took to the streets across Brazil this weekend as the nation's COVID-19 death toll has soared past a half a million.
Thousands gathered in Rio de Janeiro holding posters and flags saying get out Bolsonaro and 500,000 deaths his fault. Similar marches took place in at least 22 of Brazil's 26 states. The protests were promoted by opposition parties emboldened by the president's declining poll ratings as next year's presidential race looms. Many of Bolsonaro's supporters have held rallies over the past month to show their support for his decision to dismiss coronavirus restrictions in favor of protecting businesses. Critics say such measures have contributed to a soaring death toll and a sluggish vaccine campaign. The country of some 213 million people is registering nearly 100,000 new infections and 200,000 deaths a day. I'm Karen Chamas.
Tropical depression Claudette claimed 12 lives in Alabama alone over the weekend. Authorities say 10 people killed in traffic accidents, vehicles hydroplaning on wet roads, and two others died when a tree fell onto a house. And a police officer is in critical condition, and the gunman who fired at officers is dead after a shootout in Wichita, Kansas. Two officers were checking on the welfare of two women at a home when the shooting began. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Did you know that Big Lou can vaccinate your entire estate from the virus known as Uncle Sam? That's right. Big Lou and Term Provider have the only single-dose solution in town, a $1 million term life insurance policy. Yep, a $1 million term life insurance policy with no side effects. One call to Big Lou can lead to an entire estate vaccination that'll provide 100% guaranteed protection against estate taxes and debt, even if you are a bit porky or have a splash of sugar diabetes. In fact, a 50-year-old male may qualify for $500,000 of coverage for less than $100 per month, $1 million for less than $200 per month. Call Big Lou at Term Provider to get the service and price you deserve with zero side effects. Call 800-555-2085 right now. 800-555-2085. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He follows the science, too. Call 800-555-2085 or visit BigLou.com. Big Lou doesn't give tax advice.
Uncle Sam delivers on a promise of vaccine delivery to Taiwan.
A plane with 2.5 million doses of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine arrived in Taiwan from the U.S. Sunday. The donation more than triples an earlier U.S. pledge for the self-governing island and also signals Washington's support for Taiwan in the face of growing pressure from China. President Tsai Ing-wen expressed her gratitude.
A friend in need is a friend indeed.
Taiwan had been relatively unscathed by the virus, but it's been caught off guard by a surge in new cases since May, and is now scrambling to get vaccine. I'm Ben Thomas.
Russian Ambassador Anatoly Antonov has returned to the United States 3 months after being recalled when tensions rose between Moscow and Washington. President Biden and Russian President Putin agreed at their summit last week on the return of Antonov and U.S. Ambassador John Sullivan. More at townhall.com. The Biden administration is sued to block the merger of two of the world's largest insurance brokers.
In its suit, the administration asserts the deal could eliminate competition, raise prices, and hamper innovation for U.S. businesses, employers, and unions that use the company's services. The Justice Department is seeking to stop AON's proposed $30 billion acquisition of rival benefits and risk consultant Willis Towers Watson. Department officials say the proposed merger would bring together two of the big three global insurance brokers.
That's Jeremy House reporting. The developer of a long-planned and controversial high-speed rail line linking Dallas and Houston says it signed a $16 billion contract with a firm in Italy to lead the design in the project. President of Texans Against High-Speed Rail criticized the announcement as a way to continue to drum up support for it. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 AM, or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
/find.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is back with us after last week's Talkers Convention in New York. And so we're here ready to go with the top 10 stories of the week, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers and the People List as well. So, Michael, I suppose that would be a good thing for us to get right to it so that there's always something to jump off on, if that doesn't sound counterintuitive. You jump off. Listen to that for a minute. You're jumping off on to something. Doesn't that sound like an oxymoron? Let's jump off.
It sounds like it, but I mean, if you want to get philosophical, you're always jumping off onto something. Even if you jump off a building, you're jumping off the building onto the ground. Mm-hmm. So you actually were philosophically and theoretically and rhetorically correct. Here are the top 10 stories of the week. You ready?
Thank you.
At number 10, we have the Western heat wave and the drought. Pretty serious stuff going on in the western part of the country. And that's tied with late-breaking news that got a lot of attention on Thursday and Friday. The Supreme Court, for the third time in 9 years, upheld Obamacare, also known as the Affordable Care Act.
Give it a
and
rest.
Number nine, excuse me?
I said give it a rest. It's about time. It's kind of like the Roe v. Wade thing. It goes the same way all the time. All these people who want to, in the minority, hoot and holler about stuff. And most of the people who are hooting and hollering don't understand what the real issue is. And it was interesting because the Supreme Court ruling sort of addressed that. Most people don't really get what it's all about. They just know it's Obama and it's bad.
It does come down to that politics. It comes down to the Trump versus Obama personality, very superficial clash, as opposed to really talking about health care in this country and what affordable insurance means to the average person.
And Trump supported that, by the way, in several different ways during the course, especially the first part of his administration. At any rate, it just goes to show you're right. It's all
supported
about
it by not coming up with an alternative.
Yeah, right. There was nothing else, so okay, let's keep doing this. Anyway,
well, Trump's misstep on that whole thing was not coming up. The GOP didn't come up with an alternative. They just knocked it, but they didn't come up with an answer. So we're looking back now 4 years. The point is, Obamacare is still there, and a lot of people who are not thinking politically but are just thinking about the pragmatics of their own life breathed a sigh of relief. Let's go to number nine. Juneteenth, the critical race theory and race relations. Juneteenth is now an official holiday.
Did you know what Juneteenth was before this week?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew about it. I knew about it a year ago.
You did?
I didn't know much about it before that, though.
Okay. All right, just
I agree with you that it is a bit arcane, but it's a very interesting subject, and on a lot of levels, and maybe we can talk about that someday or even today.
No, we'll talk about it today, but keep going with the list first.
All right, number eight: social media bias and ransomware attacks, basically cybersecurity. At number seven, U.S.-China relations. At number six, the economy and the infrastructure. At number five, Israeli politics and Middle East tensions. At number four, the southern border crisis and immigration reform. At number three, that January 6th investigation continues and election fraud claims continue to be spouted. At number two, COVID-19, the Delta variant vaccines, and more discussion about the origin of the coronavirus. And at number one, the Biden-Putin summit and U.S.-Russia relations. On our people survey, we have the loud Marjorie Taylor Greene at number 10. She's out there. She finally figured out what the Holocaust was about. She went to the museum and had a press conference
and
to apologize.
Yeah,
give me a break. At number nine, Xi Jinping. At number eight, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are tied at eight. Kamala Harris is at seven. Number six, a tie between the big Republicans in the legislature, Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy. Benjamin Netanyahu and Naftali Bennett are tied at number five. Donald Trump is at four. Dr. Anthony Fauci is at three. President Vladimir Putin is at number two. And President Joe Biden is at number one.
Which one of those two is president for life?
Everybody wants to be president for life. Yeah. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Yes.
That's an old song from the 80s.
Right.
So,
all right. So those are the people that are on the list and the stories that are on the list. The whole business about what people know and what they don't know. The hoopla. I was thinking about, with regard to Marjorie Taylor Greene, how people over the years, since we became a country on our own and the 1770s, how do you suppose people conducted elections then, and what kind of people were elected? We know of the stars, the people who signed the Declaration, the people who were active, first president, vice president, but then after that, who do you know, what do you know about those people and how they got themselves elected to these high offices? We look at, I talk frequently about the lack of quality candidates and people like this woman who seem to be ignoramuses, actually. How do they get elected? In a practical sense. Not that she doesn't speak the language of enough people that obviously thought she was okay to elect her to the House. And then you watch her running around. I saw a video of her. She was in front of AOC's office, and she pushed the door slot, the letter slot. She pushed that in. And somebody's rolling with a camera while she yells into the office, "You're a baby killer. You're a sham. You shouldn't be in politics." This is here. I'm thinking to myself, who in their right mind would do this in such a public way and embarrass themselves like that? I mean, I've got no love for AOC. Don't get me wrong. But as you see, people listening also, Michael, will hear, he's putting down Mayor Marjorie Taylor Greene, but he's talking about AOC. If I don't say something like AOC shouldn't be on the planet, then I'm a bad guy with some people. It just is. But back to my original question, how do these people get elected? And are they similar? We just don't know about it. To people who have been members of Congress for the last 250 years.
Well, I to answer your question as accurately as I can, because it's a very broad point you bring up. I think that they get elected because the people that elect them are of that ilk.
Yeah, maybe
the people that vote for people like that. This is, I you know, there's an old saying: do you get the government you deserve? And
yes.
You know, the whole idea of the democracy. Mm-hmm. You know, do people have the power to have a government that truly is of quality, is intelligent, and dignified, and reflective of how people really are? Is it the result of people not paying attention? Is it the result of people feeling that they don't have any power anyway, so they may as well vote for somebody that, at least on the surface, appears to be for the broad strokes concepts they believe in, mm-hmm. and they don't look at it deeper? Many people vote completely in the dark. They don't have a clue as to who they're voting for. You see that a lot in local elections. Oh, I know that name. It may be the same name as somebody whose family has been in power in a town.
Name recognition, yeah.
Right, right. Yeah. But they may not even be related to them. You know, or, oh, it's an Irishman. Oh, it's an Italian. I'm Italian. Oh, it's a Jew. I'm a Jew. Oh, it's the reasons for voting sometimes have nothing to do with any knowledge of the individual or the issues.
Mm-hmm. This guy owns a Scottish bakery. I'm voting for him. It's maybe that silly. Okay, so that's an interesting and very pithy point of view. Thoughts on this week's stories and people. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about what there is of value at MyPillow.com. When I say of value, you can look at the catalog. The product catalog is published and renewed and refreshed all the time because they're always adding things at MyPillow, like these down comforters that came online this year and the pajamas and bathrobes that were developed as a result of people needing things like that. It was answering a need. People staying at home, working, that sort of thing. And I guess you could say that about the slippers that they have now. If you haven't availed yourself of these slip-on slippers, I think they're very cool. I have a couple of pair. My slippers made with the three-tier cushioning system, MyPillow Fill Impact Gel, and a comfort memory foam that absorbs impact and relieves pressure. It's very good. It's quality. It's like everything else. The pillows, quality, made in America. The sheets, quality, made in America. All the things, as a matter of fact, in the product line are all made in America. And right now you can save 30%, 40%, 50%, 60% and more on things. For example, the pillows right now have big premium pillows. You can save a heck of a lot of money. The towel set as well. And go through the catalog, seriously, and use the DJV code when you check out. You get six-piece sets of MyPillow towels for the price of one and free shipping. So use the promo code DJV at checkout when you're buying things at MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. We're going into the time of year when a lot of people who put on a lot of weight over the last year, especially over the wintertime, are trying to shake it. And here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin to help us focus on what we do now that's intelligent to lose the weight.
If you go to toploss.com, you can read up all on the science behind how it works. It's more of a health supplement that's giving your body back that collagen protein to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, to rev up your metabolism. We also have a huge spring sale right now. That's a great time to check it out, too. It's toploss.com, T-O-P-L-O-S-S.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online, or you can give us a call, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Lose the weight. Keep it off. That's what Elizabeth is suggesting you will do, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at all the people who have had great success. Elizabeth, thanks for being here from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use that discount code DJV at checkout.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly. Yep, think O'Reilly. They're close, they're convenient, they're known for guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service, professional parts people, you can trust them. Stop by and see your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today, or you can visit them online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
So how important is Wi-Fi? Well, there are 4.3 billion mobile internet users worldwide, with the average adult spending about 4 hours a day with a mobile internet connection. But mobile visitors are twice as likely to leave a web page that takes more than a few seconds to load. So if you're running a business, a fast and dependable Wi-Fi network is important to both your customers and your staff, which is why you should check out TP-Link's Omada SDN Business Wi-Fi. The SDN stands for Software Defined Networking, and it means Omada integrates all your access points and routers, and control of your network happens through a single and easy interface in the cloud, so you can manage your network from anywhere. Omada is fully scalable, meaning you can make your Wi-Fi network as big as you like. If it's time to make your business Wi-Fi network work for your customers and your staff, check out Omada SDN from TP-Link at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture the Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard. You see two iconic treats blending together in a mesmerizing swirl of pieces of Thin Mints cookies, Cool Mint and world-famous DQ Soft Serve. You smile the biggest smile you've ever smiled. It's a double smile because your two favorites, DQ and Girl Scout Thin Mints, are together in one delicious treat. And the only reason you stop smiling is so you can start eating. The Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard, exclusively at DQ. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now, the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is the chart for the week of June 14th to the 18th. With Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, I'm Doug Steffen. Last week at this time, we were celebrating the talk radio medium with the Talkers Convention held on the grounds of Hofstra University. A lot of people thought, oh, this is interesting because we're already back. We're We're done with COVID. It's over, Michael. We're finished. We're not giving into it anymore. We'll have a convention and see who gets together. And we all, yeah, a lot of people were there. It was cool. I thought the one of the best parts of it was you sitting down with Bill O'Reilly. You want to tell that story? Because it is a very good story. Content-wise...
I did what we call a fireside chat, yeah. And that's the two of us on the stage for about a half hour, and I interviewed him, and he was very candid.
He's a piece of work, man. All right. So anyway, I thought you made him very relaxed, because he's not usually in those settings. He's not very relaxed at all. Haven't you noticed that over the years?
Yeah, well, I expected that. He's usually on offense or defense. Mm-hmm. But he saw that with me, he actually had an opportunity to talk about intelligent topics that were neither, you know, offensive or defensive. They were just analytical, and I think he enjoyed that.
Yeah.
He's not used to that. He's used mm-hmm. to being in conflict.
Right. And, well, he likes to create it, too. I mean, let's face it.
Well, that's what he does. But yeah. He seemed to... As much as he could show enjoyment, he seemed to enjoy it. But I asked him some good questions about what it's like to be in the book publishing business. He has a number one bestseller. I asked him, how do you deal
with... Well, you asked him, how is it easy to make money? And he said, not so much. But, right, he said it was kind of difficult to make money when you sell books. That's kind of
That was the premise, certainly.
Yeah,
that
right.
He has a number one bestseller. And he has the record for number one bestsellers. At the New York Times, and when the guy that has the number one record for bestsellers tells you can't make money, well, I mean, then maybe you shouldn't go into the book business if you're looking to make a living as a writer. If you're right. looking to have a book as a platform,
why does he? Did you ask him why does he write so many books? What is it? Because they're not always about talk and stuff. They're pretty historical perspectives on things, right?
But if he writes about talk, he won't be number one. I mean, who cares? I mean, that's I say that it's
yeah,
kind of satirically because
yeah.
we talk a little bit about talk. But if we just talked about talk, then we wouldn't be having anybody listening to us because people want to hear about the stories that are being talked about on talk mm-hmm. radio. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, he talks about subjects that eventually tie into the bigger picture. And his latest book is called Killing the Mob. It's about organized crime in America. I haven't read the book, so I can't say exactly what it's about, but basically it's a look at organized crime. And it's part of his series called Killing That. And they've been a tremendous success. They, as I said, one of the most successful series in terms of the New York Times chart. That's one of the things we talked about. I questioned him, how do you deal with... truth versus victory. If you find out that something that you're behind or that you've said is not true, how do you admit that to your audience, or do you? And things of that nature. And it was pretty fascinating.
You're going to post all of these videos on talkers.com, right?
Yes, definitely. Not yet. Probably in the next week or so. And let's let everybody know when they're up there so people can actually yeah. attend the conference without having to wear a mask.
One of the things that you also got out of him was that he was going to go on the road with Trump. Is that's later this year, and what the two of them are likely to realize about each other when they're on the road together, right?
You think they'll get along?
I don't think they'll get along at all.
They have four programs set for arenas, and after yeah. that they'll see how it goes. Let's see if they make it through the four.
The two of them together, I can't, well, listen, strange bedfellows maybe, but it was interesting as he told the story about calling up Trump and saying, well, you want to do this? And, I think Trump will do anything to get himself into the public eye. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. 28 past the hour. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza's sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses and
Faraz's
the
flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers. Hold, please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Four after the hour now, as we approach Father's Day, this broadcast over Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to you, Michael. Father
Happy
of
Father's
Matthew.
Day to you.
Grandfather. Yeah. It's kind of cool, isn't it? Being a father and a grandfather. It's
yeah.
fun.
It is. It's
what
fun.
Do you like most about it?
the satisfaction of being tied into the human race.
And having the name continue, much as anything yeah. else, right?
Well, that's the least of my concerns.
Yeah, well.
it's nice to be connected to people in an important way and make a difference in people's lives. That, yeah. My answer was apt. And yeah. the most gratifying thing about being a father, or being a mother, or being a brother, or being a son, being a husband, being anything, a friend, is being tied into the human race.
Yeah. I don't really
know. Isn't that true?
As long as I've known you, I don't know whether you have siblings. I've never asked you that.
I do. As a matter of fact, one of my siblings might be listening right now. She lives in Rio de Janeiro, and she listens to our broadcasts on the Internet.
Oh, cool.
And she's a world-famous artist. Her art name is La Femme Bobé. Her name is Bobby Winston, and she's an incredible artist. She's an American expat. She's an expat, and she's been living there for 30-some-odd years. I haven't seen her in 3 decades personally, but I see her. I talk to her every day and see her often through the magic of technology.
Yeah.
So it's amazing you can be very close to somebody nowadays and not actually see them.
Yeah.
And I have various other step-siblings, but my biological sibling is a sister, an older sister.
Huh. Isn't that cool? I never knew that. Congratulations. Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. I hope she's listening right now. This will be she was in the bathroom or something. You missed it! but this is a podcast, so she'll hear it.
Speaking of being in the bathtub, did you see the interview in the Tonight Show, Helen Mirren promoting the Fast and Furious movie, and she's in the bathtub? It's
I missed that.
Oh, you have to see it. Just Google Helen Mirren / Tonight Show. It is fabulous. It just is. It's just one of those things. It's so just. It's just funny. It's just perfect.
What's good about it?
Her.
It's like funny.
She's
a great actress.
Picture her in the bathtub, bubble bath. She's naked in a bathtub doing an interview for 6 million people on the Tonight Show.
But you don't see anything. You see a bunch of bubbles.
No, you see bubbles. Yeah, you see bubbles. Yeah.
So how do you know she's naked? How do you know she's not wearing a bathing suit?
But it's the theater of the mind.
I can imagine.
But it is.
If she used the makeup and the persona that she had when she was the queen, mm-hmm. can you imagine Queen Elizabeth II addressing the world from the bathtub?
Yeah.
I mean, she was a fantastic. Wasn't she in The Queen or whatever that movie was?
Yes, she was. Yeah.
She was. There have been a lot of great actresses playing Queen Elizabeth II.
Judy Dench.
The best performer. She was a great queen.
Yep, she was. All right, let's go back to the list here. Number two this week is COVID-19 and the focus on what is happening with variants and the vaccines and that sort of stuff. I thought the most compelling story about this week was this 43-year-old guy from Texas who declined vaccines because he thought they were going to do bad things for him. And now he's telling his story. He's telling folks to get the shot. He became so ill, Michael, following his COVID diagnosis, he needed a double lung transplant in order to survive. And if he'd have had the shots, he wouldn't have gotten sick, and he wouldn't have gone through the horror. And so he's telling the story. And how many other stories are there? There's dozens of stories of people, but I thought that was the
It's a crapshoot. You know, when you take a vaccine, there's always a small... When you take any medicine, medical procedure, there's a chance that something could go wrong. And vaccines are not 100% safe. I mean, it's risky stuff. But if you look at the big picture and the odds are overwhelmingly with you that you'll be better off taking the vaccine than not. That's what it comes down to. But you're always going to find cases that go awry. And when those are hyped up in certain media that tend to dwell on that because they've politicized it and they're targeting their audiences, and I'm not going to mention which ones they are, but they irritate the hell out of me. You know, woman dies after COVID vaccine, that type of thing. Well, you could say woman dies after aspirin. You could say, you know, you could say woman dies at bowling alley. You know, there are accidents. There are downsides to things. But when you politicize it, you cherry pick it, you blow it up, you put it out there, it can have a terrible effect on people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I haven't been. I've never had a flu shot in my life, and I never get the flu. But
it's
I will.
Based on your experience with your own body, and that's. But you do know that you are playing the odds. You're not guaranteed.
No, you're playing the odds. If you get the shot. There are people that have had an issue. I got my shots because I thought it was the right thing to do for a number of reasons. Not that I was worried about the impact of the virus. I don't think I would have gotten it because I have a good immune system, as is demonstrated by what I said about the flu. But I also thought that there's a consciousness about, it's like wearing the mask. Think about other people. And if you don't get it, then you can't spread it to other people. And this ensures that you, or at least 95% of the insurance is there, that you won't get it, and therefore you won't affect other people. It's time we started thinking more about others than ourselves, I think.
It comes down to that. Yeah. It comes down to that. But that's always been the issue. That's always been the issue between, collectivism and social programs and being part of a society and maintaining the rights of the individual. It's always been a struggle between the left and the right in all political discussions and systems, going all the way back to the beginning when we first organized ourselves in caves. You know, okay, what's good for the clan and what's good for the man? You know, what's good for each of us individually? But what do we have to give up so that we can be stronger and more sufficient as a group? That's what it's about.
So then let's apply that to Juneteenth and the discussion of what we perhaps didn't know about what happened after the Emancipation Proclamation and what a great teachable moment it is. The only problem I have with this is that schools are canceled and it's a holiday that gets lost in buying sheets at the Macy's sale or whatever else happens. You know, the real reason for having Martin Luther King Day or Memorial Day or Veterans Day is to acknowledge important members of our society, and it gets lost. And I think people criticized me this week because I said, I don't think we need another holiday. I think we need to bring this to the surface and be teaching it in schools and having people become more aware of it for the nature of its value. What do you think?
I think that what you're saying is something that we should always think about when declaring holidays. If it doesn't hurt anybody, it makes people feel good. I have no problem celebrating things. In terms of taking days off and all of that, that's a whole other issue. And in terms of important holidays losing their meaning, from Christmas to Memorial Day and Thanksgiving, that's another issue. These are things that we talk about. This is cultural, and you make some very good points. On the other hand, I don't get my nose out of joint about adhering to the wishes of people who are sensitive about things, because it doesn't affect me.
Good point.
Doesn't mean it doesn't affect them. Yeah. So I'll go along with it to a degree. But when it becomes reverse racism, when it becomes
we have that happening,
and it affects other people's meritocracy and fairness and ability to make a living or to be judged on their own hard work, then I find it to be the pendulum has gone too far. But yeah. Juneteenth doesn't bother me.
I think that's a very interesting and pithy statement. The whole business about race relations and the impact of George Floyd and how that's sort of the straw that broke the camel's back, if you will, and then the focus on Black Lives Matter. There are a lot of people, I mean, they're 12%, Black Americans are 12% of the society.
That's a big number. And that's a big number.
Yeah. Are they getting more than 12% of the oxygen in the room? At the moment, yes, and is it deserved? That's a big issue, and one that will be continued. I think the discussion needs to continue anyway on it, and so I'm sure it's going to continue to show up on our story list from talkers.com. You can get the list at talkers.com or on the djvshow.com website. In a moment, what's coming up with a MH interview, 44 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a bit of a reminder about you and your process for losing weight and keeping it off. I know many of you, if not most of you, are conscious of your weight. You're trying to do the best you can to get it off, and then are you thinking about what happens after you get it off? That's really the question. Not whether you can lose the weight, because you can, but can you keep it off? And if you're worried about that, then you should go to toploss.com and check out Calitrin. Calitrin is the weight loss formula that has no stimulants, no drugs, no gluten. It's made in America, approved by the FDA, and it has three main ingredients that will help you sleep better, aloe vera, that will help rebuild your body, the collagen protein, and to help your body work better, those digestive enzymes, all put together by a doctor and three nurses 24 years ago, and man, has it gone to the top like a rocket ship in effectiveness. Check out all of the good stories at the website toploss.com and avail yourself of how wonderfully you can look and feel by just losing the weight and keeping it off. With the DJV code, you can get 3 months free. Check that out, too. No shipping charges. Fabulous way to lose the weight and, more importantly, keep it off with Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com. All right, people list. Every week when we do the Talk Radio Countdown show, I like to have an official overview of the list because sometimes we get a bit distracted when we talk about one or two of the people or the items. So at number 10 on the official list, Marjorie Taylor Greene. In the House of Representatives. Number 9, I don't give his name credence. I just say he's the president of China. Number 8, the leaders of the Democratic Party. Number 7, Kamala Harris. Number 6, the leaders of the Republican Party. Number 5, situation with the well-known or not-so-well-known names like Netanyahu in Israel. Donald Trump is 4. Dr. Fauci is 3. Bad Vlad. Pukin Putin is 2. And our president, Joe Biden, is number 1 on the people list here this week. As the official lists come out every week, you can see them both at talkers.com and at djvshow.com. Calitrin, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses and
the Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers, hold please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the stories from this week, June 14th to the 18th. At number 10, the Supreme Court decisions. At number 9, Juneteenth. Number 8, the ransomware attacks and what's going on social media. Number 7, our relationship with China. Number 6, the economy. Number 5, what's happening in the Middle East now that there's a new leadership in Israel. Number 4, situation with immigration and what's going on the southern border. Things changing there pretty rapidly, not for the better. Number 3, the investigation into the election and January 6th, that sort of thing. Number 2, what the changes are in COVID, vaccine-wise and variant-wise. Number 1 is the story of the Biden-Putin summit, our relationship with Russia, and other events that took place this week that put the president in the international spotlight. That's the story list from Talkers. All right, so Michael, what's in the hot spot? What's in the place of the MH interview this week?
Coming up on Tuesday. This coming Tuesday, we'll have the audio of my conversation with Bill O'Reilly. It'll be at mhinterview.com.
There you go. 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites, one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a countdown extra. Because there's been so much focus this week on Juneteenth and adding it as a holiday, because this is a list program and we talk about the top 10 of this, that, or the other thing, I'll give you the top 10 most popular holidays in America right after this. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Okay, at number 10, these are the top 10 holidays because there's been so much talk this week about Juneteenth and what it means and is it official and should it be an official holiday, that sort of thing. I think we're wrapping a lot of critical conversation around race theory and race relations and what happened historically on June 19th, Juneteenth, back as the Civil War ended. So there are a lot of implications there, and it's a good conversation to have. But I just thought as an aside here, the top 10 items when it comes to you and the popularity of various holidays. At number 10, it's a tie between Mother's Day and St. Patrick's Day. How do you feel about that? St. Patrick's Day for me means nothing. Mother's Day certainly seems to be more important, even though my mother's long since passed, but I wonder what you think about that in terms of what you would judge. Was Mother's Day more important to you than St. Patrick's Day? I suppose if you're Irish and a mother, pretty good combination. All right, at number 9 on the most popular list of holidays in America, Christmas Eve. I think for a lot of people, Christmas Eve is better than Christmas itself because it's pretty exciting, right? See all the presents under the tree and all of the singing and the lights and all that stuff. So I think as a judgment call, I would say Christmas Eve certainly easily deserves. Christmas is an awesome day, but Christmas Eve, it's excitement, I think, that rules the day. Number 8 on the list of the most popular holidays in America is Valentine's Day. So is this just for women? I often say on the air that it seems to me like Valentine's Day is just for women and men don't get much, if anything, maybe a little romance, but, you know, and is it a sexual relationship that we're focused on? All kinds of love? I don't know. If you have a relationship, probably good. If you don't, you probably don't care much. So I go to number 7 on the list of the top 10, New Year's Eve, one of everybody's favorite holidays, it seems, staying up late. I don't know. I don't stay up late anymore. I never did, actually. It didn't mean much to me. New Year's Eve, I think I like it because it's like Monday. It's a fresh beginning. It's like a new day. Everything is fresh. You have an opportunity to start all over again. So I think there's a combo here between New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. In fact, it's kind of important to recognize. Interesting, Father's Day is in next position. I would have thought that had been tied with Mother's Day rather than Earth Day. Well, whatever. However, you know, you just kind of figure out what it is that turns you on and you move from there. Number 5, Independence Day, the 4th of July, 5th most important holiday according to this list. Easter is number 4. I don't know that there's much surprise there. Thanksgiving is number 3. What a wonderful holiday it is. The smells of Thanksgiving. Very cool. In the number 2 position, Halloween, All Hallows Eve. The best holiday for youngsters, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, right? So the number one holiday, I don't think it takes a lot of heavy lifting. In America, Christmas is a day like no other. I know I feel very different on Christmas. It isn't even about the religion, because it's much more than that. In fact, Jesus wasn't even born on Christmas Day anyway. But the feelings of love and warmth and things, and people not being out on the road, I think that's cool. So the number one holiday is Christmas. There it is, a top 10 list for you here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
You are invited to participate in the 16th annual 4-H FFA Community Barbecue, which will be held Saturday, July 10th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. A drive-through event includes your choice of lamb, pork, beef, or goat, with corn on the cob, barbecue beans, coleslaw, bread, and a drink. Tickets are $10 and are available for pre-sale from 4-H FFA members, the 4-H office, and Muse Trucking, or can be purchased at the barbecue. Please join us in making this a successful event.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. It's a blistering week out west. Temperatures of between 110 and 125 have been commonplace over the last 4 or 5 days. Death Valley Resort Manager says they're used to the high temperatures. It's not quite different. It's a little about 5 degrees hotter than what it usually is this time of year. He says, but there is one pretty big difference.
Matter of 5 degrees, it doesn't actually change the experience too much. It's really the humidity. And that's what's really killing us in this heat spell, is that we've got some clouds that are kicking our humidity up. And so your body's perspiration doesn't work as well to cool you down.
Back east, Tropical Depression Claudette's claimed 12 lives in Alabama, 10 people killed in traffic accidents, and 2 others died when a tree fell onto a house. President Biden spent his first trip overseas trying to sell the idea that a steady hand was on the wheel of the United States, but Heritage fellow Niall Gardiner says the president's foreign policy during his first 5 months in office has actually been lacking.
It hasn't been impressive. I think that on many fronts, Biden has not projected the kind of leadership that we need to see.
Meanwhile, Gardner adds that the 2 major foreign countries have been given too much latitude by the White House.
I think his overall approach on China is confused. He doesn't have a clear, coherent strategy for confronting China. On the Russian front, Biden has at times projected some real weakness towards Moscow.
Gardner says, in fact, Mr. Biden's foreign policy isn't being well received in Western Europe. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett has opened his first cabinet meeting with a condemnation of the new Iranian president. He says Iran's presidential election over the weekend was a sign for world powers to wake up before returning to a nuclear agreement with Tehran. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Did you know that Big Lou can vaccinate your entire estate from the virus known as Uncle Sam? That's right. Big Lou and Term Provider have the only single-dose solution in town, a $1 million term life insurance policy. Yep, a $1 million term life insurance policy with no side effects. One call to Big Lou can lead to an entire estate vaccination that'll provide 100% guaranteed protection against estate taxes and debt, even if you are a bit porky or have a splash of sugar diabetes. In fact, a 50-year-old male may qualify for $500,000 of coverage for less than $100 per month, $1 million for less than $200 per month. Call Big Lou at Term Provider to get the service and price you deserve with zero side effects. Call 800-555-2085 right now. 800-555-2085. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He follows the science, too. Call 800-555-2085 or visit BigLou.com. Big Lou doesn't give tax advice.
The pandemic and changing consumer habits threatened to end a decades-old practice in Mexico.
That practice allowed elderly people to earn extra income as grocery store baggers. Baggers over 60 had expected to return to stores last month as pandemic restrictions eased in Mexico City. But Walmart de Mexico, the country's biggest retailer, announced they wouldn't be allowed back, saying customers no longer wanted other people touching their groceries. Many have held protests outside stores, saying the bagging work helped them psychologically and financially. John Scott reporting.
Young homeless people in the Big Apple will soon be getting $1,250 in no-strings-attached cash each month for the next 2 years, part of a $2.5 million city-backed experiment to see if they'll use it to get off the streets and try to get jobs. It's the Trust Youth Initiative. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Busy schedule for crew members aboard the ISS.
Spacewalking astronauts have installed a powerful new solar panel outside the International Space Station. Shane Kimbrough and Thomas Bouquet picked up Sunday where they left off 4 days earlier when spacesuit problems interrupted their work. Their efforts paid off Sunday with a new 63-foot panel unfurling all the way. NASA plans a third spacewalk Friday to install a second panel. The new solar wings will give the space station a much-needed electrical boost. Jason Walker reporting.
Lumber prices have begun to fall somewhat, but still remain more expensive than it did before the pandemic. Wood sold for $350 per 1,000 board feet before the pandemic. The price peaked at about $1,500 per 1,000 board feet in May. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Click on your attention button, ladies and gentlemen, because it's time for the DJV program to present to you, as part of our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, in combination with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, our review, our overview of the big items according to Talkers Magazine, the big stories, the top 10, and the people list as well. They are functionally our focus during this hour with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, all part of the DJV program, our lineup every day. And this is a special look at the stories. Number 10, I suppose Jennifer ought to have a moment or two on this, the Western heat wave here in California. This is affecting the southwestern part of our country. It is. I saw something. Was it yesterday? There was the trials. Oh, was it the trials for the Olympics in Oklahoma City? It was 104 degrees there. So the Midwest, the Mid-South, the Southwest baking. And you living through it, Jennifer, how hot has it been?
Funny.
It sounds like a line from the Johnny Carson Tonight Show. How hot is it?
It's so hot, you could fry an egg on the sidewalk. No, it's really weird, and I was thinking about this as I was driving home from work the other day. It has been hot. I mean, it's been 100 degrees in the San Fernando Valley where I live. It's been really hot in Palm Springs. It's been like 118 yeah. there. Phoenix has been very hot. Las Vegas has been hot. My mom's been in Grand Junction. She said in Colorado, she said they are having really high temperatures. So it's been hot places. But for California, I was like, I mean, everybody's like, it's a flux alert and it's very hot and blah, 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 cooling centers and watch your dogs and the elderly. I mean, it's been warm. But it hasn't been as, like, I mean, sometimes during August
not
or
world,
September.
The end of the world stuff.
Right. And I was thinking, like, the other, and here's how I know that. So the other day, like, you know, on I think it was, like, Thursday I was driving home, and it was 82 degrees at 7 o'clock at night. Now, conversely, on Tuesday, it was 100 degrees. That's pretty hot at 7 o'clock at night. So, you know, there has been a little bit of heat. But if you're at the beach still in Southern California, it's, like, 74. So I feel kind of yeah. embarrassed complaining
right.
about
go
it.
Go over the hill. In the up and down
swing of 30 degrees.
Malibu, Pacific Palisades, Santa Monica, down to Venice, and that's, yeah, it's pretty temperate.
I think, you know, and then we go into flex alerts for the whole state where that means there can be power outages. It means that you're supposed to conserve energy and all this stuff. I think the more they pound on the fact that there's this ginormous heat wave, the more people are like, oh, got to get ahead of it. I know well, I have. I've had my air conditioning running all week to get ahead of the heat. And maybe if I had just been listening to, like, how it feels outside, maybe I wouldn't be doing that. But I'm listening to everybody going, it's really hot. Got to get it
more.
Going.
The sky is falling.
Air.
It's terrible. It's awful. You know, that kind of stuff. That wears out. It gets pretty thin. All right, jumping around here a little bit, I want to spend some time on number two, ladies, the COVID Delta variant. Apparently, it is worse than most, but is it the worst variant?
Yeah.
It's contagious, right? And get you, makes you sicker. Isn't that kind of what you're hearing?
Yeah.
And look at England and what's going on, because it started in England, I guess, didn't it?
India. This is the one that pretty much decimated India, and we saw those cases, hundreds of thousands of cases a day, and all those images of, you know, hospitals being completely overcrowded and just not enough beds to treat people. It's really awful. The good news is, though, because we like to have good news, the good news is if you are vaccinated, there is very little cause for concern. The health experts and doctors here in the United States, more than 10% now of new cases are that the Delta variant. And so a lot of health experts are worried in about people in states that have low vaccination rates. Mm-hmm. A lot of states, you know, in the South don't have the vaccination rates that a lot of other states have on the coast and in the north. So, yeah, I mean, I hope that they, you know, they're concerned that this could create another wave, which no one wants. And so get vaccinated. It's widely available
so
now.
There's an interesting comparative here before we leave this of all, again, back to the news media, Jennifer and Victoria, what we were saying about the heat wave and how things are being portrayed and COVID. I think we've gotten to the point where we're almost numb. Understanding most people who are mature and get it are, they understand that the news media is no more. It's all entertainment, infotainment, whatever you want to call it. So what gets lost are things that put stuff into perspective. And that's why what Jennifer just said and Victoria about good.
I think about some of the stories on the list this week. It's like everything now has to have a component of fear mongering.
Yeah,
it's the way that I say yes, it is the news media's fault, the mainstream news media's fault for that. But I also think politicians gain a lot of power by keeping people really scared. I mean, looking at the list of stories this week, what did we hear about the Supreme Court decision on the Affordable Care Act? We heard that if Amy Coney Barrett would go on to the Supreme Court, that the Affordable Care Act would be killed, that it would be over. There's a quote. Kamala Harris said on the campaign trail, millions of Americans will be without health care because of Amy Coney
Nonsense.
Barrett on the Supreme Court. Yeah. Fear-mongering,
well, I think that Amy Coney Barrett had also, the reason that was so such a hot-button issue is because I believe that there was a paper that Amy Coney Barrett wrote before she was put on the Supreme Court where she said that the Affordable Care Act was unconstitutional.
A lot of people
so
believe
that.
But that doesn't mean that
from
each case that they're going to see is proof of that. I mean, that's what Clarence Thomas said in the dissent this week about, or excuse me, not the dissent, but the opinion about their decision. He said, look, I don't like this Affordable Care Act. I think it is unconstitutional, but this particular case it's there's no standing for it. So they toss it out. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
I'm just happy at a time where everyone's really struggling. Most people are struggling anyway. I'm happy that 30 million people didn't also lose their health insurance because I've been without it.
Even
and
in
it's
jeopardy, I guess.
Can we go back to? I want to go back to COVID for a second.
But the point is, Doug, that I was making is that you're right. It's like everybody, and then going back to that, the Delta variant is going to come. It's like everything has got to be like a massive. It's got to have a name. It's got to, you know, it's coming for you. It's just.
Okay, so then to put things into perspective as to specific, let's talk about children and how many children are dying because of COVID, and then compare it to other things that children are dying of or from who are in their early stages. Out of every 100,000 deaths among children in the United States, 3 of them drowned. 2.5 of them, if you want to use the exact statistic, are in car crashes. There are actually about the same number of children killed in homicides. 2% of children have cancer. 1% of children have cardiovascular disease. 0.8% have the flu or pneumonia and die from it. 7.7%, less than 1%, die of suffocation. 0.02% are dying of COVID. It is the least problematic of all the things that children confront for possible ways of dying. And so to have all of this hoopla, there should be attention given to it.
Just to play devil's advocate, then is forced vaccine appropriate for young kids?
Well, it is, I guess, if you want to understand that the children could spread it. For them, it doesn't do any good. I see it doesn't do any good for kids, but it does help the situation with adults.
Does that
make it worthwhile? Should it be done?
Can spread it without knowing, I mean, that's been debunked. That was one of the things that people said early on. But what they're saying now is that when you are contagious when you have symptoms. Mm-hmm. So,
But the same numbers hold up.
Argument anymore.
When you look at the older children, teenagers, for example, the same numbers hold up. More children die of cancer, like 100 times more children die of cancer than die of COVID, with the stats being the way they are. So I just think putting things into perspective, and this is, by the way, the study was done over the past year, and what I found more interesting, if you will, in terms of children under 1 year old, most children who die of suffocation. What is that called when the kids have, there's a disease it's called, when children just stop breathing?
It's not a disease, but it's sudden
infant death syndrome.
Yes. And a lot of time it is accidental.
Were you worried about that when you have a 1 year old now whose birthday is this weekend, as a matter of fact?
Happy birthday today. Totally believe that kids who believe like monsters live under their bed or the boogeyman came in at night, it's the parent just checking to make sure you're still breathing.
Yeah.
Like throughout the night. Non-stop.
So today's Mac's 1 year first birthday? Wow.
Yeah. Today's the actual day. Well, and they're not supposed to have blankets or stuffed animals in the crib with them when they're sleeping because of like that's what can cause the accidental death. You're not supposed to have them sleep in bed with you. Of course, I do. But that's been a recent thing because he doesn't like to sleep at night. So having him in bed with me helps me get a little bit of sleep.
Yeah, but it also probably calms him down too. I think that's what happens with young children, with your dogs, whatever. They all feel better if they're close to you. And that's kind of a basic principle, if you will. All right, so there's the overview of two of the top stories. Let's see what else we get into, what other kind of trouble we can create here on our overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. This is the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, J. Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get $10 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $50 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73 valid in store and online. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed. Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, back to our overview here of the world of talk radio, what happens every week. This, by the way, the numbers are interesting. We talk about numbers a lot, stats. The numbers for News Talk Radio listenership is up, and that surprises a lot of people. I don't want to make this too inside, but you know, after an election or all the hoopla, the COVID is sort of dying down. But is it really? There are so many things going on that people want to talk about. And what I find interesting is people's attitude toward what's going on in Israel, which is number five this week, and what's happening in the Middle East. The knowledge that people have about it sort of speaks to what we were saying about before, what people know about a number of things. And what do we really know what's going on, for example, in the meeting that Biden had with Putin? What came out of that? That's something that we'll talk about as we continue, because, number one, we'll get to the trending stories, too, this week with Jay in a matter of moments. Here 21 after on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Donnie Smith. The town of Delta was established by the California and Oregon Railroad in 1884 at the confluence of the Sacramento River and Dog Creek. Railroad officials turned the site into a temporary railhead terminal, laid out a town site, and gave it a more dignified name of Delta because of the similarities of the town site terrain and the Greek letter Delta. Reading and Shasta merchants flocked to the area to open stores, believing it would be another red-hot railhead town like Reading. Delta soon thrived, but almost disappeared as fast as it had appeared. What little remained became a stopover for steam engines to take on water for the rest of the climb through the canyon. Delta still exists today as a very small, quiet community. This moment in history was brought to you by KCNR and Shasta County historian Dottie Smith. For more stories like this, find Dottie Smith on Amazon or at the Shasta Historical Society.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Been in a lot of movies. I think he was in one of the Bond films. He's everywhere.
Really? Yeah, Boondock Saints. Francis Ford Coppola has been inducted. Like you said, Doug, Carrie Fisher. Several people in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which personally I feel like it's too soon. You know, like you're kind of brand new. Jason Momoa, Tessa Thompson, Michael B. Jordan, they're all getting their own star. Helen Hunt, Salma Hayek, Macaulay Culkin getting their own stars, as well as Willem Dafoe. Michael Strahan is going to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So it's a pretty big list. DJ Khaled, Avril Lavigne, Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, you pay $3,000 and you're in.
Well, it's more than $3,000 now. It's more like $40,000 probably.
Is it?
If you have the money, you can get a star.
So Norman
Reedus.
Didn't
you have to be nominated by somebody first?
But how did Carrie Fisher not have one until now?
Yeah,
that blows my mind, right?
Yeah,
and then other people are getting it. Like, it just seems so quick. Tracy Ellis Ross and Kenan Thompson are also on the list.
It's watering down. This guy always plays a dirtbag, Norman Reedus, from what I remember. I'm looking at his face now. Yeah, he's always a dirtbag. All right, so.
I don't even know what that means, but okay.
All right, so, but the other people, there's other categories here. Right? The people from the world of, we've got motion picture and TV here, but, this Macaulay Culkin gets one, William Dafoe, right? These are all the people that are getting them.
Yes, Selma Hayek in the sports world,
Ray
Michael
Liotta.
Strahan.
Yeah, yeah. And from TV, Byron Allen. Do you even know who Byron Allen is? He's a big producer,
well,
but he's not too visible.
But he runs like networks and stuff like that, which is good. And former athlete. So I think people do now.
All right, so maybe the birds will poop on Ricky Gervais' star on the. Well, he's getting one. All right, let's see who else. Anybody else?
A lot of studios will pay for this because they want to. You know, they want to pay for it because they can create good buzz for upcoming projects and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
Smart. That's a great example. She's killing it right now with Hacks.
Yeah.
And she was in. She played, you know, Kate Winslet's mom and Mayor of Easttown. And she's on fire right now. So that totally makes sense.
I think Martha Reeves getting one is long overdue. I'll tell you that. So there's a lot of them. Where do they go, Jennifer, if they run out of space on one of the streets?
<I know>. They're not going to be in Sunland. They're coming all the way to my house.
Yeah, over the hill. Uh-huh. So it's interesting as to how they
do them in doubles now. It used to just be like one single street. Now they have them like doubles, triples on Hollywood Boulevard. It's interesting the way they're just packing them in.
It's also funny that Patti LuPone is getting a star finally. She's Broadway royalty. I mean, if that was New York, she would probably have been one of the first stars. So that's kind of interesting. And then in radio, the only one is Richard Blade. I listen to him all the time on Sirius. He's great. But yeah, I don't know if anyone outside of Sirius knows him anymore. He was huge in the
80s. Oh, in L.A. Huge. Are you kidding?
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Yeah. He's on
K-Rock. All right.
He's good.
Hey, this is a story that we talked about on the DJV program, the paddling principle. Jay, what's the update on this?
Well, she was the principal was reinstated prematurely before the Florida Department of Education finished their investigation, and they did find probable cause for sanctions. So she will be getting hit with a fine, probably probation or suspension, maybe losing her teacher's license, getting terminated.
Can she get hit with a paddle too? Because that would be really appropriate.
That would be amazing. Well, and the 6-year-old is still dealing with a lot of the physical and emotional fallout
of
it.
Yeah,
and she's in therapy, and she's also in physical therapy because she's experiencing severe back pain, hip pain, numbness.
So why is this person even have a job?
Why is this person not in jail?
What,
this is child abuse. This is child abuse.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
In term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the inside of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the three co-hosts and me on the DJV program every week. We get into a lot of these issues and have discussions about them. And this is sort of a review of what we've said, what's on people's minds, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. So the official list is at talkers.com, and also we post it at djvshow.com. The number 10 person on the people list is Marjorie Taylor Greene. And Jay, I know one of the trending items this week that's captured the attention of the people listening to the program and has been posted on our social media have been thoughts and comments on Ms. Greene. So you want to share some of those with us, people, and their thoughts on Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah, it's kind of across the board. She has a lot of support and a lot of people that don't really like her. Like Billy Dale Cummings says we need more like her. Erin Brambler says she's a little over the top, but I like the way she thinks, and I'd vote for her above any Dem. Where Kathy Tinnell says she's the cream of the rotten crop. And Greg Salm says Cocoa Puffs. I think that goes along with the lines of the tagline, the cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, okay.
With the cereal used to be, Robbie Douglas says she's about the best there is for telling the hard truth.
One of the other things that
and not knowing about the Holocaust, so sure.
Right.
Put her in that category.
If the business about education and our focus on what's going on in school and the impact of COVID on our educational system, the governor of Florida this week signed into law have a moment of silence every day in school. And so what are people saying about that?
Some people are here for it. Cindy Orozco says everyone can use a little bit of Zen or prayer, all kinds, just silently. You can start your day with that. Michael Durer disagrees with it, stating, first off, I'm not sure how I feel about this being a law. Secondly, I believe personal prayer and meditation should be done on personal time, not school time. And it kind of goes into explaining what all it could take. You know, the 5 minutes to get the kids quiet and off their phones to be silent. Then the four minutes of gossip about what they reflected on.
If I were the king of the world, there'd be no phones allowed in school at all. You got to leave them home. Anyway, go ahead. It's getting crazy. What are you doing in school with the phone? How can you learn anything if you're distracted by the phone?
I think most parents would tell you it's protection. If we have to go to concerts now and comedy shows and you have to check your phone at the door, I think in school you could also do the same thing, right?
Yep. The problem is that kids are sneakier than adults. And so, like, my mom taught in the public school system for 30 years, and she had a no-phone rule in her class. But the kids would, like, hold it under their desk. They'd hold it, you know, and if you've got a class full of 30 or 40 kids, it's really hard to, like, try to see.
Is there such a thing as detention anymore? When I was teaching school, we had detention for things like that.
I don't know. But the thing that's troubling is, like, my mom said she caught these kids. They were, like, taking pictures of tests. So they'd have their phone out. They'd take a quick picture when her back was turned, and then they'd send the test. Yeah, to other friends so that they could be prepared for it. And my mom caught them, and then she made them start checking their phones at the door. But still, you get the sneakies.
And then with so many people, when you upgrade a phone, if you still keep your old phone, they may take their old phone and check the old phone while they still have their current phone in their pocket.
See, Jay Snicky. Look at that. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so that's something else that I think requires some thought. And then the mask argument and what happened with the cashier. That was a big story, I think, this week, and one that a lot of people ought to pay attention to, along with this couple who shot the kid in the road rage incident in California. There's so much of this kind of stuff with people that are going crazy. They've got guns. And so what are folks saying about that? What are our listeners saying about some of these things, Jay?
Well, regarding the cashier who was slaughtered over the mask argument, just to recap, a man wasn't wearing a mask. The cashier asked him to put it on. They argued about it. The man exited the store, grabbed his gun, came back in, and shot the cashier in the head. A security guard was also injured in the situation. A lot of people are saying maybe you should mind your own business.
What in the name of God goes into...
And these mask arguments are ridiculous. There was another video that went viral this week. I'm not sure if you guys saw it, where a guy was filming outside of... looked like a... like maybe like a Home Depot kind of store. I don't know. It looked like a something. Hardware store, maybe. And these two guys that worked for the store started beating the heck out of a guy who wasn't wearing a mask. They were just pounding on him. Mm-hmm. And people in the parking lot were like, okay, they started filming. I mean, can we just... especially as the mask mandate is starting to lift, can we just, like... chill out. I mean, just
live and let live. If someone wants to wear a mask, let them wear a mask.
Let
if someone doesn't
it.
Want to wear a mask and there's not a requirement in the location they're in, then back off. Keep your own distance. Let's take responsibility for ourselves.
Yep. All right. So let's now, you can, if you want to give us a couple of more of these comments, but I kind of want to weave it into a discussion of this couple. Jennifer, will you tell us that story? It was a Los Angeles couple that was involved in a road rage incident, and what, a 10-year-old?
Yeah,
was he 10 years old, this kid? How old is he?
Six. His name is Aiden Leos, was named Aiden Leos, and his mother, Joanna, was driving him to school on, I think it was May 21st. And she, now more information is coming out about the attack. Apparently this other car was filled with Winnie Lee, who was driving. She's 23, and Eric Marquez, 24, is in the passenger seat. They were going to work, and they were on the 55 freeway, and apparently the car containing the two suspects kind of cut this woman off, and it ticked her off as I guess she was driving along. So she's about 2 miles down. She's getting ready to transition from the 55 to the 91 freeway. She sees this car that cut her off, and she flips them off. She extends the bird to them. Well, that enraged the passenger, who then pulled up behind the car and shot one single shot into the car. Now, the shot apparently she didn't even know that her kid was shot. She just heard her son scream out, "Ow." And so she looked back and saw something was wrong. She pulled over. She realizes her son shot in the chest. So obviously the bullet ricocheted.
I've heard the
somehow.
Story, but hearing it again is just so.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Imagine this.
Awful.
I mean, how many moms drive to school with their 6-year-old in the back seat, and then all of a sudden your whole life changes. And so they took the kid to the hospital. They were not able to save him, and he died just like an hour after that incident happened. So then there was a 2.5-week manhunt for these two, and all they knew is that they were driving this white Volkswagen Sport, and they were looking all over the place. Well, it turns out he didn't even know that he had hurt the kid. He went to work. She went to work. I guess a few hours later, they heard about the shooting on the news, and they realized he knew, he said at that point, that it was him who had shot this kid. He knew exactly who they were. And they kept living their life. In fact, so much so, going to work one morning, I guess 5 days after this incident, someone else ticked him off on the road, so he picked up that same gun and started shaking it in the window of his car to threaten another driver. Yeah.
Madness.
And I guess it wasn't
this
until someone at work.
This guy should not be allowed on any bail. This guy is a threat to society. Right. This is just awful. Ugh.
And so until someone at work said, "Hey, that car that you guys drive looks an awful lot like the one they're looking for in that case with the kid," he got scared. They hid the car. And that was finally, I think, the tip from people that he worked with. I think people kind of got onto it, and they were able to catch him and the driver. But, I mean, it's amazing. Like, what's the point? And I was looking at this guy's social media profile. If you looked at it, yeah, he had some stuff of him, like, shooting a gun. But he was talking about how depressed he was and that no woman would ever love him. Like, I mean, it looked kind
of even though
like,
he has a girlfriend
who's
been driving
like,
him around?
Yeah, as you go farther back down in his list. I mean, but it looked very consistent with what you'd see from, like, loner guys on social media. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's stuff. I want to, Dag, one of the things that I think we'll be talking about next week, but I'm going to give you a little preview, the promotion that now surrounds the release of the Fast and Furious, what they call F9, the buzz on this movie and the stunts and the stars.
I thought it was out already.
I think it's this
week. I thought it was too, actually. I guess it was out in China first,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it went to China first. Isn't that wonderful?
And it's made over $100 million so far already.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep, right. So on the Tonight Show this week, Jimmy Fallon had actress Helen Mirren, who appears in, she wanted to be in the movie, and they've got her driving a car. So she did the interview to promote the Fast and Furious movie from her bathtub. It is one of the most interesting pieces of video I have seen in a long, long time.
I love her. She's funny.
In the bathtub doing the interview, all covered up with bubbles. And it just is a... If you want a respite from some of the crazy, stupid stuff going on, go find the video from The Tonight Show. It's gone viral. Everybody's talking about it. It's trending. But it's one of the cutest things. I could imagine me doing it, something like that, because I love to be in the bathtub. But for me.
They don't have the same effect.
Really?
Helen Mirren can get away with that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, how can I get away with it? What's the difference? Well, I have short hair and a lot of bubbles. I'm forever blowing bubbles.
Sexism. Nobody thinks a guy in a bathtub is a good idea.
Oh, it's so unattractive to think of. Even like David Beckham in a bathtub, I don't want to think about it. There's just something so unattractive about a guy sitting in a bathtub.
Really?
Even if it's a bubble bath?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I don't know.
I love taking baths. I love being
right.
in a bathtub.
I'm okay with the thought of David Beckham in a bathtub, in a bubble bath.
What about me in the bathtub, Jenny? Are you all right with that?
HR.
I took a training.
I was going to say, I'm not allowed to comment on that, Doug.
All right, coming up in a moment, the discussion of the number 9 story this week, Juneteenth, or however it's pronounced. What's that all about? This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the stories from this week, June 14th to the 18th. At number 10, the Supreme Court decisions. At number 9, Juneteenth. Number 8, the ransomware attacks and what's going on social media. Number 7, our relationship with China. Number 6, the economy. Number 5, what's happening in the Middle East now that there's new leadership in Israel. Number 4, situation with immigration and what's going on the southern border. Things changing there pretty rapidly, not for the better. Number 3, the investigation into the election and January 6th, that sort of thing. Number 2, what the changes are in COVID, vaccine-wise and variant-wise. Number 1 is the story of the Biden-Putin summit, our relationship with Russia, and other events that took place this week that put the president in the international spotlight. That's the story list from Talkers.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. All right, people list. Every week when we do the Talk Radio Countdown show, I like to have an official overview of the list because sometimes we get a bit distracted when we talk about one or two of the people or the items. So at number 10 on the official list, Marjorie Taylor Greene in the House of Representatives. Number 9, I don't give his name credence. I just say he's the president of China. Number 8, the leaders of the Democratic Party. Number 7, Kamala Harris. Number 6, the leaders of the Republican Party. Number 5, situation with the well-known or not-so-well-known names like Netanyahu in Israel. Donald Trump is 4, Dr. Fauci is 3, Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin is 2, and our President Joe Biden is number 1. On the people list here this week, as the official lists come out every week, you can see them both at talkers.com and at djvshow.com. All right, so before we leave this couple thing, we were talking about the couple who shot the child in California. But this week, one of the trending stories has been that St. Louis couple who pointed the guns at the demonstrators outside of their house. Remember that last year?
Oh, yeah.
They went to court. They were found guilty of misdemeanor charges. They gave up their guns. And the guy who's now in the focus, what's it, McNamara or McNamee or something like
Mikulski.
That? Mikulski, him too. He says he's going to run for governor.
Yeah. I think it's ridiculous that they're taking his guns when everybody knows where he lives and he was using his guns to protect his
Well, but he's going to go buy other guns, right? He's not prohibited from buying any guns.
No, you're off the list. I don't think it's just, I think
so. I don't think, so the reason that they were guilty, right, is because they aimed the guns at people. It's not just because they were holding them, right?
That's he said he'd do the same thing again if it happened.
Yeah.
Maybe this time he wouldn't aim it at people.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, Juneteenth. Something coming in my world came out of nowhere, although I do remember studying it, and I think that's the impact of it. But, ladies, we had a minute or so to talk about Juneteenth and how it's being interpreted, the fact that the law passed as quickly as it did, and some people have it off this week, right, already.
Yep. Well, 46 states have already recognized it, and a lot of companies had already given it as a company holiday, so now it's on the federal level. It's a federal holiday, yeah.
I don't remember it. I remember talking about the reason for it when I was in school and teaching school, but I haven't thought much about it since. So, again, because I think it's a teachable moment, and I think it's important for people to understand why we have some of these holidays and the fact that we have too many to begin with, it ought to be coupled with exercises in school, having school on these important days.
Well, it's summer vacation holiday. Anyway, so.
What?
Yeah.
You're out of school there? We're not out of school here yet.
Everybody's out of school.
Not here. Not on the East Coast. Are you out of school in New Jersey?
I don't know, but I would guess. Usually, I mean, when I was in public school, when I was a kid growing up in Jersey, usually around like early 20-something, June 20-something.
Last Friday was the last
But nobody's been to school for the past year and a half. Why don't they stretch it out a little bit? All right, ladies, thank you. Jay, Victoria, and Jennifer with Doug at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's like I blinked, and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
When you think Subaru, you think love.
The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for a view, a hard look at the top 5 stories from the world of technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen. Here to do that is Victoria Keelan, who goes from number 5 to number 1. At number 5, Netflix has a pretty interesting announcement, yeah?
Yeah, I think this has actually been well received this week. Netflix has launched an online merchandise store, Netflix.shop, and it features products inspired by the shows that they carry, the original Netflix shows. It's the company's first foray into commerce. Until now, essentially, they were only making money by subscriptions. And so the new store features items like apparel and toys and games and immersive events that are tied to the shows. Like if you're a Lupin fan, which is the French TV series on Netflix, they've got decorative items inspired by Lupin. And they have streetwear and action figures, things like that. Some of these items will eventually be available through their retail partners like Target. The price points are $25 to $75, so it's pretty accessible to a wide array of consumers. This was sort of kind of, they talked about doing this for a while. Josh Simon, who's the VP of Consumer Products now at Netflix, he left Nike last year, so that was a pretty big signal that they were going to get into consumer products. Netflix says they're going to debut new products from The Witcher, which stars Henry Cavill, and Stranger Things, which is sort of one of their cult favorites. They're going to have all kinds of items from those shows. Stranger Things will be really fun because that show is set in the 80s, so you can expect a lot of 80s fashion-inspired items for that.
Number 4.
Facebook is planning to roll out its podcast. It's kind of a platform, essentially. And so it's going to start June 22nd, and eventually they'll add a feature where listeners will be able to create clips from their favorite podcasts and then share those. So hosts can link their existing podcast RSS feed to Facebook, and then you will automatically, after that, every time you publish a new podcast episode, it will automatically appear on your Facebook page. This will show up under a new tab that's simply called Podcasts. And so podcasters who publish on the platform will also be opting into Facebook's podcast terms of service. It's pretty standard, the agreement, but this is something maybe a few podcasters have raised some issues with who's actually protecting the intellectual property of their podcast. So I'm sure there'll be some legal stuff happening in the future. But for now, if you want to have your podcast spread around on Facebook, then this is a great way to do it.
Help yourself. Number 3. Verizon and a deal, of course. Yeah, this is a real deal.
Yep, Verizon's joining several states in offering a financial incentive to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Customers who've gotten at least one dose can get a 10% discount on accessories from either the online or physical stores. To sweeten the deal, Verizon's actually letting customers stack that discount on top of sale prices. So, you know, right now Verizon's selling Apple AirPods, the Pro version, which is the high-end version. They're on sale until June 20th, and you get an extra 10% if you've had one shot already, or if you've had two, you go in, you you know, provide your validation that you've had the vaccine, and you can get your discount. And they're also offering all these customers are going to be eligible from June 15th until July 31st. So you just have to fill out a questionnaire, you get a promo code, and then you have to shop before August 15th.
All right, number two.
This is a great thing, and I hope that this gets passed because this is already a strong bipartisan effort. A group of lawmakers introduced a bill Wednesday that would make it easier for people to cancel online subscriptions after the free trial period has ended. I can't tell you how many times this has happened to me. I know everybody has suffered with this. Once you sign up, you get like 7 days free of Netflix or any kind of music listening service. They take your credit card, and then if you forget to cancel before the 7 days are up, they automatically bill you. And sometimes it's monthly, sometimes it's for the whole year, and that's then you're just stuck. And I know, Doug, you said you've got gym membership stuff, that same thing.
Yeah.
So this bill is called...
L.A., whatever they call it.
Fitness. L.A. Fitness, yeah. This bill's called the Unsubscribe Act, and it's going to require sellers to allow customers to cancel a subscription in the same way that they signed up, which most people do like a one-click thing either on their phone or on their TV, on an app, if they sign up for something. And so now this bill, if it gets passed, you'll be able to, with the same one-click, opt out instead of having to sit on hold and calling customer service, which I think is great.
All right, number one. This week in tech stories has to do with something introduced in the House.
Yep. On last Friday, House Democrats introduced 5 new bills meant to chip away at the power of big tech companies, targeting a variety of practices that antitrust advocates say are stifling competition. Mainly, this is going after Amazon. Amazon has their Amazon Basics line, so if you want anything that they make, when you search for that on Amazon, they put their own product first before any other company. That kind of stuff would end if these bills are passed.
All right, there they are, top 5 tech stories this week. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The Home Service Club sponsors this paid advertisement. Attention homeowners. Broken AC, $4,600. Water heater, $1,500. Fridge on the fritz, $1,000. You need home warranty coverage from the Home Service Club. For around $1 a day, if any of your covered appliances and systems break down, HSC will either do the repair or replace them. HSC has over 15,000 pre-screened, highly rated technicians with the fastest response time in the industry. HSC provides coverage for up to 47 different appliances and systems in your home. Call for a free, no-obligation quote from a trusted HSC service specialist about a home warranty for your entire home, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-503-8676. Call now and get your first month free, plus $75 off your first year. 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676. That's 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says it's strange that President Biden used a speech at NATO last week to talk about weakness in the Republican Party when the president has troubles in his own backyard.
That he simply doesn't have the votes to pass his far-left agenda. I mean, I don't know why he's bringing it up overseas when he should be representing the United States and making foreign policy. But I think that's beginning to dawn on both him and all the Democrats in Washington.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Cotton went on to say there's a good reason that House Speaker Pelosi was quick to defend Ilhan Omar recently when she compared the U.S. and Israel to Hamas and the Taliban.
She can't afford to lose her far-left squad. Remember, she can only lose 4 votes. I think the so-called squad has a self-avowed 7 members, and they have a lot more far-left Democrats in the House as well.
Israel's new Prime Minister, Naftali Bennett, opening his first cabinet meeting by slamming Iran's newly elected president and calling on world powers to wake up to the perils of returning to a nuclear agreement with Tehran. Later in the day, Bennett warned Gaza's militant Hamas rulers that Israel would not tolerate even minor attacks from the territory in the wake of last month's 11-day war, saying that their patience is running out. Severe drought in southern Idaho has forced water managers to halt irrigation from the Magic Reservoir months earlier than normal.
That has some farmers struggling and water managers scrambling to harvest fish or move them to safer waters before the levels become too low to sustain them. The Big Wood Canal Company shut off the water after 27 days of irrigation. The Idaho Fish and Game Department has opened up no-limit fishing on some parts of the Big Wood River in hopes of harvesting the trout before they die from warm, shallow water. Some fish are also being captured and restocked in the Snake River.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Check out more news and more analysis, both at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
A driver in a pickup truck plowed into bicyclists competing in a community road race in Arizona Saturday morning, critically injuring several riders.
Police say officers chased the 35-year-old man who was driving and shot him outside a nearby hardware store. A city spokeswoman says the suspect did not comply when officers tried to arrest him, and they don't have a motive. Six cyclists are in critical condition after the crash in the mountain town of Sholo, about 3 hours from Phoenix. One was flown to a hospital near Phoenix. The suspect was also hospitalized in critical condition. I'm Julie Walker.
A man sought in the killings of his father and two other people at a campground and a shooting at a marijuana dispensary in a small Oregon town turned himself into authorities in Wisconsin. Police did not immediately release details about where exactly the man ended up in Wisconsin or how he got there. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. An expedition's underway that will explore unmapped areas off the Atlantic coast.
Spacewalking astronauts have installed a powerful new solar panel outside the International Space Station. Shane Kimbrough and Thomas Bouquet picked up Sunday where they left off 4 days earlier when spacesuit problems interrupted their work. Their efforts paid off Sunday with a new 63-foot panel unfurling all the way. NASA plans a third spacewalk Friday to install a second panel. The new solar wings will give the space station a much-needed electrical boost. Jason Walker reporting.
Five-time Grammy nominee Macy Gray writes in an op-ed piece that the American flag is tattered, dated, divisive, and incorrect, and needs to be updated. She argues the old glories replaced the Confederate flag, implying that it's a symbol of racism. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious, medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons.
At the end of our previous show, Jim and Marion Jordan, a.k.a. Fibber and Molly McGee, were trying to locate a dress shop that the missus had learned about for Mortube's wife, Mabel. The problem is that it's located on that cluttered, wistful vista, 14th Street. As we resume, they are still on the search and about to be joined by commercial announcer Harlow Wilcox, as well as Gail Gordon as Mayor Latrivia, Bill Thompson as Oldtimer, and in his very first appearance, you'll hear Ole the Janitor as played by Richard LeGrand. This is from February 15th, 1949.
Come on in the drugstore, Molly. I gotta calm down a little, and I calm down better when you keep shutting me up.
I think you're taking those street numbers too big, sweetheart. Let's have a soda and forget the... Oh, hello there, Mr. Wilcox.
Hello, Molly. Hi, pal.
Hi, Junior.
Are you down here buying or selling, Mr. Wilcox?
Oh, I was just back there giving Kramer a little help, Molly. I just filled a prescription for him.
You what?
I just filled this prescription for Kramer. He's been complaining lately about a terrible pain in the neck, you see, caused by his customers making cracks about the dingy, faded look of the linoleum in here.
14th Street, and you can't find 14th.
So I wrote out a simple prescription for him and filled it myself. You just take one part of Johnson's self-polishing glow coat, you see, and pour it out on one part of your linoleum, spread it around on all the other parts, and let it dry.
All the way around the town. Houses blank all over the joint.
Glow coat dries, you see, to a gleaming finish that brings back all the brightness of your linoleum's original colors in just 20 minutes or less. 20 minutes, it adds years of life, because glow coat...
Yes, we know.
Yeah, 20 minutes or less. Numbers, numbers, numbers. If they don't put some numbers
glow
on the
coat
house...
spreads a thin, tough film of wax protection over your floor covering that guards it against wear and tear and dirt.
Hey, hey, hey. Look, waxy.
Yes, pal.
Look, I got a burn on, see? We've been all morning trying to locate 14th Street. But the numbers in this town...
Hey,
all...
hey, 14th Street?
Yeah.
Gee, kid, that's odd. That's my sister-in-law's address.
It is? Well, for goodness sakes, where's the house, Mr. Wilcox? Tell us where it is, will you?
Glad to, Molly. It's in Omaha, Nebraska.
Well, no wonder we couldn't find the place if... Oh, Toops' dressmaker wouldn't live in Omaha. He's confused. Uh-oh.
What is it?
Look who just blundered in here. Latrivia. Aha. Just the guy I want to see.
Hello, Mr. Mayor. Now, McGee, don't...
Hello, Molly. McGee. Nice to see you both.
You think so, eh? Look, Mr. Mayor, has anybody wrote in to congratulate you lately on the swell way you got the houses numbered on 14th Street?
Why, no, I don't believe anyone has.
Well, nobody's going to, too, either. In case you don't know it, Latrivia, those people out there haven't got any numbers on their houses. Looking for an address around this town is like looking for a BB in a bucket of buckshot.
Really? Well, this is news to me.
What's the matter with the government in this town, anyhow? We got laws for stuff like that, haven't we?
Well, yes, but I don't...
If I thought the people in this town were greasing up the old pork barrel just to keep from putting numbers on their houses...
Oh, McGee, that's ridiculous.
Certainly. As a matter of fact, we do have an ordinance that requires all places of residence to be plainly numbered.
Does the city enforce it, Mr. Mayor?
Certainly not. They don't enforce it. We run all over 14th Street looking for 14th Street, and where was it? Whose knows?
Well, perhaps our existing law is not as strong as it should be, but
well, let's make it strong. Let's put some teeth into that law. Let's put a set of teeth into it that'll take a $100 bite out of every guy that don't have a number on his house.
Personally, I'd be in favor of it, McGee. Yeah. Why don't you come down and tell that to the city council?
We'd be glad to, Mr. Mayor. Why?
Well, the council meets tonight, their regular meeting at 8:30, City Hall. Will you both be kind enough to be there?
Well, I'll say we will, boy. You may wind up in the political ash can, but by George, we'll have a better city.
McGee, that's not a very nice...
You know, you're an interesting character, McGee. My father would enjoy knowing you.
Honest? You think so?
Yes. In fact, I think I'll drop Dad a letter about you.
Drop who?
Drop Dad! See you at 8:30, Molly.
King's Men and Sunflower.
I was born in Kansas, I was bred in Kansas, and when I get married, I'll be wed in Kansas. There's a true blue gal who promised she would wait. She's a sunflower from the Sunflower State. Sunflower, she's my sunflower, and I know we'll never let her. My sunflower, she's my one flower, she's the flower of my heart. Gals are fair in Kansas,
saw a place that could compare with Kansas. I'm a-going home to keep a wedding date with a sunflower from the Sunflower State. Sunflower, she's my sunflower, and I know we'll never, never part. My sunflower, she's my one flower, she's the sunflower of my heart. Keep my troubles and in Kansas, folks, and in Kansas, everyone you meet will be your friend in Kansas, and they'll all be there to help me celebrate with my sunflower from the Sunflower State. Because the moon is brighter and the skies are bluer and the gals are sweeter and the hearts are truer, and I'm here to stay. There's one who's really great, she's my sunflower from the Sunflower State. She's my one and only ever-loving sunflower. She's my sunflower, and I know we'll never part. She is my sunflower, she's my one flower, she's the flower of my heart, the flower of my heart.
Goodness, the city hall seems deserted at this time of night.
Well, what do you expect when we come in here with a squawk, kiddo, a brass band? No, sir. When 5 p.m. rolls around, these boys hit for home like a third base runner on a shortstop's fumble. Come on, let's go on in.
My, it's a very dignified building, isn't it, dearie? A nice city hall.
Yeah, and you know what? Oh, hi there, old-timer.
Hello there, Mr. Old-timer.
Hello there, Johnny. Hello, daughter.
What are you doing in the city hall at this time of night? We're attending a council meeting. You too?
Nope. It's just that, well, there's something about this place that impresses me at evening time, kids.
Yeah?
Here's where the common citizen can raise his voice and be heard. This is our building, kids. And these here rooms, and through these silent halls, is transacted the business of our city as we demand it.
Mm-hmm. But why are you really here?
I'm waiting for my brother. He's a bailiff in the circuit court, and he owes me $3.
Well, we got a job to tend to, old-timer. We come down here to put up a beef. You see?
Say, I got a mighty fine recipe for putting up a beef, Johnny.
No.
You take young beef and soak it overnight in a bathtub full of dill juice and the squeezing from a bushel of pawpaws. Then you take the hoofs off and make ashtrays out in them, and then you start...
Well, No, Mr. Old-timer. He means we have a complaint to make to the city council.
I'll say I've got a complaint to make. I'm going to blow the lid off of this joint. I'm going through that council like a pair of pigeons through a peck of popcorn.
Oh, you're just like I was when I was a young fella, Johnny. Full of vim, vinegar, and stale jokes. I mind one time.
Speaking of time, what time is it, McGee?
About 1:30. Excuse us, old-timer. We got to get upstairs.
Oh, sure, Johnny. You run right along. Soon as I see my brother, I'm leaving in a few minutes myself. I'm fiddling for a square dance tonight, and I got to locate a horse.
A horse? What for?
Well, my bowstrings are kind of scraggly, daughter. Got to find me a horse and clip me off some of his tail.
I didn't know you were a square dance fiddler, old-timer. You call the dances, too?
Yes, I sure do, Johnny.
Well.
All joint hands and circle to the right. Swing that gal with all your might. Balance and swing with a do-si-do and honor the lady at your left elbow. 3 go forward and 3 fall back with the gents in the middle and take out the slack. Sashay right and turn like a steep. That's how we do it, King. See you next week.
If I knew where that square dance was, I'd like to go there myself and...
Yeah, we'd never find it anyhow, the way these streets are numbered. Come on, I'm going to blast that city council. Oh, here, right up these stairs. this is where the city council meets. But where's the city council? My gosh, we've been waiting here almost 2 hours. You know what? It's 10:20.
They were supposed to meet at 8:30, weren't they?
Yeah.
I don't like to be an old wet blanket, dearie, but I think we're stood up.
Oh, will I ever give the newspapers a story on this? That just proves what a mess this town is in. Even the city council can't get to a council meeting on time. So what can we expect of the people?
Wait a minute. Look, here comes a man with a broom. I'm going to ask him what... pardon me, are you the janitor?
Ain't the city treasurer, sister.
Well, look, bud, the mayor told us to meet him here tonight to talk to the city council on an important matter. This is where they meet, ain't it?
Yeah, certainly is. Move your feet, mister, so I can sleep under there.
Huh? Oh.
Well, why is the council so late getting here?
The council meeting was called off for tonight, Lurley. Alderman Hogan busted his gavel.
What do you mean it was called off? My gosh, we...
Why didn't somebody tell us? Mr. McGee and I were told to be down...
Oh, you, Mrs. McGee? Hey, they sent you a message telling you the council meeting was postponed.
When?
This afternoon. Let me get two to the wastebasket there, will you, Mac?
Hey, look, we were home all evening. Nobody sent us any message.
You live at 79 Vistal Vista, don't you?
Yes, we do indeed.
Well, I was the fella that took the message. I couldn't locate the house.
Why not?
You ain't got no numbers on the house. Yeah, I hope you don't mind sitting here in the dark. Gotta turn the lights out.
The container in your store that holds a brilliant surprise for you. A surprise for anyone who hasn't recently tried Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. For there's a new glow in this bright, long-wearing floor wax. A glow that shines with a greater beauty, a higher luster on your linoleum than before. Ask for that container of Johnson's glow coat tomorrow, the yellow container with the bright red band. You get a surprising new glow when you get glow coat.
To get to that dressmaker, McGee.
Stay away from that Stitch Witch, kiddo. I don't like her.
Why, you don't even know her.
No, but I heard what she told you on the phone. Well, she thought you ought to drop me.
Drop you? Why, she didn't say anything of the kind.
No, she didn't tell you to drop that ham.
She said ham, H-E-M.
Oh, him. Good night.
Good night, all.
Makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat, Racine, Wisconsin, and Brantford, Canada, bring you Phil McGee and Molly each week at this time. Be with us again next Tuesday night, won't you?
Confusion on 14th Street from February 15, 1949. In that episode, Jim and Mary and Jordan were joined by Gail Gordon as Mayor Latrivia, Bill Thompson as old-timer, and it also marked the very first appearance of Ole the Elks Club janitor, as voiced by Richard LeGrand. You might know LeGrand better for his long-running role on the Fibber McGee and Molly spinoff, The Great Gildersleeve, where he played Mr. Peavy, the Summerfield pharmacist. I'm Greg Bell, and speaking of long-running, next on Wynn Radio was, if the detective-style series, Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons. It begins right after this.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Oh.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Rich Pennell, Branch Manager, NMLS number 1067640, PRMI NMLS 3094.
Medical advances have given us the gift of longevity. It also gives us a moving target when we're planning retirement. Because of this, some people haven't been able to live the lifestyle they're accustomed to. The good news? Reverse mortgages have been refined over the years. This gives us a great multifaceted tool for retirement. You could eliminate your house payment or buy an asset you always wanted without suffering the penalties from cashing in an investment. There are literally hundreds of scenarios, but the end product is you could live your life more comfortably. My name is Rich Pennell with Primary Residential Mortgage, and I'm a reverse mortgage specialist. I've spent years helping seniors with financial issues solve their problems, and I would like to help you too. You can find me at Primary Residential Mortgage, 530-722-4579, or go to Rich, the number 4, Reverses.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. During Prohibition and in the 1920s, Costella was the place to go in the Upper Sacramento River Canyon. People flocked there because it was a beautiful, out-of-the-way place where alcohol flowed like water. Illegal stills had popped up throughout Shasta County, especially in the canyon area, with Costella becoming the center for the illegal stills. For the next 10 years, and almost every creek, spring, and water ditch became a home to a still. When Prohibition ended in 1933, things at Costella quieted down. Gone are the days of the all-night parties and all-night drinking. Also gone are all of the businesses in the old town site. Today, it is a quiet and sleepy little community. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Appointment.
Yes. Mr. Keene, did you read in the morning paper about the murder of a girl named June Reynolds?
Yes, Mr. Bendon, I did. It occurred around 11 o'clock last night. The young woman was an actress, I believe the newspaper said.
That's right, Mr. Keene. June was stabbed to death as she was about to enter the house.
Well, sure, and I read about it too, Mr. Keene. The young lady's handbag was stolen, and the police figure some hoodlum robbed her and stabbed her to death when she tried to call for help.
Only they're wrong, Mr. Clancy, completely wrong. June was deliberately murdered. Her handbag was stolen to throw the police off the track.
Mr. Benton, just how are you related to the murdered girl? And why do you believe robbery was not the motive for the murder?
June Reynolds was my fiancée, Mr. Keene. We'd been going together ever since she came to New York from a little town in Iowa a year ago. She worked as a stenographer in the same firm where I'm employed as an accountant. Only June's real ambition was to become an actress.
I see.
She belonged to one of those little amateur theater groups in Greenwich Village. One night, about a month ago, she was in a play down there, and Mrs. Elsa Foster saw her and decided to sponsor her. She said June had great talent and ought to become an actress.
Elsa Foster? You mean the wealthy society woman?
Yes, Mr. Keene. Mrs. Foster took June to live with her in her beautiful home. She persuaded June to give up her job as a stenographer and devote all her time to studying for the theater. I begged June not to accept Mrs. Foster's offer.
Well, sure, and why did you object to her living in an elegant house with a rich society lady?
Because, Mr. Clancy, I had a feeling there was something strange about it. Mrs. Foster seemed to take charge of June completely. Whenever I phoned the house, I was told June couldn't talk to me. She never called me back, and when I finally did get to see her, she...
Yes, Mr. Benton? Go on.
June was like a different person, Mr. Keene. She seemed terribly worried about something. Then yesterday afternoon, I met her outside Mrs. Foster's home. I was stunned to see how pale she was. I could see that she was desperately afraid of something.
Saints preserve us, but what would the young lady be afraid of, Mr. Benton?
She wouldn't tell me, Mr. Clancy. But she did say that she was leaving Mrs. Foster's house the very next day. Leaving it forever. Only she was murdered before she had a chance. Mr. Keene, I need your help. I want June Reynolds' murderer found and brought to justice.
My partner and I are always interested in seeing justice done, Mr. Benton. And from what you've told me, there is strong doubt that robbery was the real murder motive. Now tell me, who else lives in the Foster home besides Elsa Foster?
There's her husband, Rodney Foster. He's much younger than his wife. And there's Mrs. Foster's niece, Hazel. She's...
Yes? What about her, Mr. Benton?
She's a strange, neurotic girl. For some reason, I had a feeling she hated June, though I don't know why. Mr. Keene, you will take the case, won't you?
Yes, Mr. Benton. My partner and I will get to work on it immediately. Now put your address on this slip of paper, please. We'll be in touch with you as soon as we have some news. Mike.
Yes, boss.
We'll go directly to Mrs. Foster's home and start our investigation of June Reynolds' murder at the scene of the crime.
Well, here's the Foster home, Mr. Keene. Sure, and it's a beautiful house.
Yes, Mike. And June Reynolds must have been stabbed to death right here at the front door.
Well, I'll ring the bell, sir.
Yes? What is it?
Are you Mrs. Elsa Foster?
I am.
My name is Keene. I'm a private investigator. And this is my partner, Mike Clancy.
Mr. Keene, come in.
Thank you. We should like to ask you a few questions, Mrs. Foster, about the murder of June Reynolds.
About June's murder? Surely there's no reason to investigate her murder, Mr. Keene. It's obvious that some hoodlum robbed her and stabbed her to death when she tried to cry out for help.
It's quite possible, Mrs. Foster, that the person who murdered June Reynolds hoped the police would think exactly that. I understand that June Reynolds was your protege, that you were encouraging her to become an actress, and that she was living here in your home.
Yes, Mr. Keene. I wanted to help her in every way possible. You see, I was on the stage myself some years ago. I suppose I wanted June Reynolds to become the great actress I had once hoped to be.
You must have become very devoted to the murdered girl, Mrs. Foster.
Why, I... Yes. Mr. Keene, who asked you to investigate this case?
The murdered girl's fiancé, Larry Benton.
Larry Benton? Larry Benton?
You seem upset.
Mr. Keene, what did Larry tell you? What did he say about me?
Mrs. Foster...
Larry Benton hates me. And if anyone had a motive for murdering June, I suggest it was Larry Benton.
The young man says he was in love with her. Why do you make such an accusation, Mrs. Foster?
I... Mr. Keene, I shouldn't have said that. I don't know what came over me.
Elsa, my dear. Who are these men?
Rodney, dear. This is Mr. Keene, the private investigator, and Mr. Clancy. Mr. Keene, this is my husband, Rodney Foster.
How do you do, Mr. Foster?
Glad to know you.
How do you do?
Rodney, that young man, Larry Benton, has asked Mr. Keene to investigate June Reynolds' murder.
Really? Why, Mr. Keene?
Because there seems to be some doubt, Mr. Foster, that robbery was the motive for the murder. There may have been another reason.
Good heavens. Then that ties in with...
With what?
Rodney, don't. Please don't say anything.
Well, Elsa, my dear, I think Mr. Keene should know the facts.
And just what are the facts?
Mr. Keene, last night my wife and I made a discovery which may have some bearing on June Reynolds' murder.
Rodney, please.
I suggest you allow your husband to go on, Mrs. Foster.
When I returned from a business trip to South America a week ago, I brought a present for my wife, an expensive diamond necklace. Last night we discovered it was missing from the safe.
Could it have been mislaid?
Hardly. Mr. Keene, I suspected that the necklace might have been stolen by June Reynolds. After all, we knew very little about the girl when she came here to live.
Did you confront her with your suspicions?
I didn't have a chance. June had gone out for the evening. I intended to question her in the morning. Now I'm wondering if she wasn't mixed up in some way with criminals, and if the theft of my wife's diamond necklace had something to do with her murder.
Rodney, I'm sure you're wrong. June
Mr. Foster, I take it you've told the police about the missing necklace.
Why, no, I haven't.
Why not?
Mr. Keene, I asked my husband not to say anything about it to the police. June Reynolds is dead, murdered. It would be cruel to cast suspicion on her name. And the diamond necklace was insured, so there'll be no loss.
I agreed to go along with my wife on the matter, Mr. Keene.
The fact that you concealed the theft of the necklace from the police, Mr. Foster, places you and your wife in a suspicious light. People who hide facts in a murder case often have a sinister reason for doing so.
Mr. Keene, are you trying to imply that my wife or I had anything to do with the murder?
I'm only telling you what the police may think. Mrs. Foster, during the time she lived here with you, did the murdered girl seem worried about anything or frightened?
Why, no, Mr. Keene. June seemed very happy.
I see. I should like to have a look at June Reynolds' room.
Her room? But the...
There may be something in her effects that will give us a clue to her murder. Where is her room, Mrs. Foster?
It's the last door at the end of the hall. I'll show you.
Don't bother. Mike Clancy and I will find the way. Come along, Mike.
Right, sir. But what do you think, Mr. Keene? Do Mr. and Mrs. Foster know more about the murder than they're saying?
It's hard to say, Mike. Well, this must be June Reynolds' room. Mike, look through the dresser for any letters or papers. Anything that might be a clue.
Right, boss.
This closet is full of expensive clothes. Mrs. Foster must have bought them for June Reynolds.
Well, there's nothing in them dresser drawers, Mr. Keene. They're all empty. Oh, look, boss. Here's one of them little powder boxes on the dresser. I wonder if it's the kind that plays a tune when you open it. Well, sure enough, and it plays it. Saints preserve us, Mr. Keene. Look what's in the powder box.
It's a necklace, Mike. A diamond necklace.
Then the murdered girl, June Reynolds, must have stolen it. Like Mr. Foster said, she must have hidden it in here.
Put down that necklace.
What?
Why, it's a young lady. Who are you, miss?
What are you doing in this room?
Do you mind telling us who you are?
Give me that necklace. Give it to me, do you hear?
Boss, she's got a gun.
Yes, I've got a gun. And I'll use it if you don't give me that necklace.
You're listening to Philip Clark starring as Mr. Keene on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
Her name was Rose, and she was pretty. And that's all anybody in Dodge knew about the girl.
In the wild expanse of the old Western territories, people came to Dodge City, Kansas to start over, to start some trouble, or to die.
The way a shotgun works, it's all three of us or none of us. Now you hand over that gun.
No. Oh, Slim, why didn't you stay clear?
Now, what's this all about?
Rose, I want that gun, and I want it now.
William Conrad stars as Marshal Matt Dillon in Radio Spirit's 10-CD Gunsmoke collection, Dead or Alive.
Marshal, wasn't afraid when I grabbed that gun. Does that count for anything?
Counts for a lot, Tom.
I don't have to be ashamed anymore.
No, of course you don't.
I can go home and face folks.
You can face anybody, Tom.
These 27 hard-hitting adventures co-star Parley Bear as Chester, with Howard McNear as Doc, and Georgia Ellis as Kitty.
You lay a hand on me. Scratch your eyes out.
Woman of sin, you're going to die.
Not likely, mister. Now, you keep away from me. You don't want to get blown in half.
You took my gun.
I sure did, mister.
Gunsmoke, Dead or Alive, sells for $39.98. But When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code OLDWEST7.
What's the matter, Mr. Dillon?
We're about to have a killing on our hands, Chester.
Get Gunsmoke, Dead or Alive, today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code OLDWEST7. This offer is available for limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Icon is a San Diego-based company developing hologram technology for your smartphone, no less. Inspired by that famous scene in Star Wars with R2-D2 and Princess Leia, well, not only can you stream holographic content, but project photos and videos on your smartphone into holograms as well. Icon's Taylor Scott explains.
If you think about all the things you have currently on your mobile phone, all the videos, photos, all the things you do for communication, all that can be done in open space volumetric hologram now. A lot of people will use that term hologram very loosely for a litany of different products that exist out there on the market. But for us, it's the emotional connection of your existing social media feed, your photos and videos, that which you share with your family. Being able to translate that immediately into a volumetric hologram is incredibly powerful.
More is at ikininc.com. That's ikininc.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and this is Mr. Keen, Tracer of Lost Persons.
Mr. Keen is investigating the murder of June Reynolds, beautiful young actress, who was stabbed to death outside the home of wealthy, socially prominent Elsa Foster, who had been sponsoring her career. In the room which June occupied in the Foster's home, Mr. Keen and his partner Mike Clancy have discovered a missing diamond necklace. But now an intensely distraught young girl with a gun in her hand is saying to them,
"Give me that necklace or I'll kill you. I warn you.
Oh, no, you don't, young lady. Got the gun. Well, that's a nasty weapon for a young lady to be carrying around.
Who are you?
I'm Hazel Collins, and I've got a right to be here, but you haven't.
But this is Mr. Keene, young lady.
Oh, Mr. Keene, the famous investigator? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I came in here and saw you with Aunt Elsa's diamond necklace.
Then you are Elsa Foster's niece?
Yes.
And you recognize this diamond necklace?
Of course I do. Where did you find it?
It was in that powder box on the dresser.
I might have known it. I might have known June Reynolds was a thief. I warned Aunt Elsa that June was no good.
I take it, Miss Collins, you didn't like the murdered girl.
Why would I like her? What right had she to come into this house and take everything that belonged to me? I'm Aunt Elsa's niece. But you'd have thought that it was the other way round. Well, I'm glad she's dead. I'm glad.
Saints preserve us, Mr. Keene. She don't sound normal.
Miss Collins, hate as strong as yours could be a motive for murder.
Mr. Keene, if you're looking for a motive for June Reynolds' murder, why don't you find out how Aunt Elsa really felt about June?
Just how did she feel?
She hated June Reynolds.
But your aunt befriended June. Why would she have done that if she hated her?
Oh, my aunt didn't hate June at first, Mr. Keene. It was only after Aunt Elsa's husband, Rodney Foster, came back from South America and Aunt Elsa realized what was happening.
Miss Collins, just what do you mean?
Have you met Uncle Rodney? Have you noticed how much younger he is than my Aunt Elsa? June Reynolds was young, too.
You mean to say that your aunt's husband was in love with the murdered girl?
I knew he took her out to dinner, Mr. Clancy. He met her outside the house. Aunt Elsa knew it, too. She's always been intensely jealous of Uncle Rodney.
Hazel, what are you doing here?
Uncle Rodney, I...
What?
What has my wife's niece been telling you, Mr. Keene?
Some rather interesting things, Mr. Foster.
I've been telling Mr. Keene the truth, Uncle Rodney. That besides seeing you behind Aunt Elsa's back, June Reynolds was also a thief.
Go to your room, Hazel.
No, I don't want to.
Do as I tell you.
Very well, I'll go. But June Reynolds was a thief. She was a thief!
Mr. Keene, I must apologize for Hazel. She hasn't been well mentally for quite a while, and... My great Scott, you found my wife's diamond necklace.
Yes, Mr. Foster. It was in that powder box on the dresser.
Then June Reynolds must have stolen it. Mr. Keene, this will break my wife's heart. She was so devoted to June.
And what about you, Mr. Foster?
I hardly knew the girl. I met her for the first time when I got back from South America a week ago.
But you knew her well enough to take her to dinner. To meet her at places outside your home.
What? Well, how did you...
Then it's true, Mr. Foster.
I... Very well, Mr. Keene. I won't deny it. I was attracted to June in spite of myself. I met her secretly several times. But after the other evening, I realized what a fool I was.
What about the other evening, Mr. Foster?
I'd met June in a restaurant on 53rd Street. Suddenly, Larry Benton walked in.
Larry Benton? June Reynolds' fiancé?
Yes. Larry flew into a jealous rage and made wild threats against both June and me.
Well, sure, Mr. Keene, Larry Benton never mentioned that fact to us.
No, Mike, he didn't.
I'm beginning to wonder now if Larry Benton didn't carry out his threat against June and murder her.
There's also another possibility, Mr. Foster.
What is that?
You admit that you were infatuated with June. If she turned you down, that might be a clear motive for murder.
No! I was attracted to her, but it really meant nothing, Mr. Keene. I'm in love with my wife, Elsa.
Unfortunately, you've also put your wife in a highly suspicious position.
Elsa? Why, she didn't even know I was meeting June.
You can't be sure of that. Your wife may have learned of it in some way and taken matters into her own hands.
No, no. Elsa would never commit a murder.
Jealousy is a strong incentive for murder. That same motive which you say could have driven Larry Benton to violence. Come along, Mike.
Where to, Mr. Keene?
I want to have another talk with Larry Benton, the murdered girl's fiancé. This time, he won't withhold important facts, as he obviously did before.
Let's pause for a moment before we wrap up this Mr. Keene investigation. We'll be right back.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-529-2856.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well,
trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
And now let's wrap up this episode of Mr. Keene with Philip Clark on When Radio Was.
Larry Benton's room is on the 4th floor, Mr. Keene. And getting there is like climbing a mountain.
Mike, listen. There's something going on at the top of the stairs, where the door is open.
Well, it must be Larry Benton's room.
Hazel, you don't know what you're saying.
Mr. Keene, it's Elsa Foster's niece, Hazel Collins.
Yes, Mike, and Larry Benton.
I think you'd better leave, Hazel, before you say any more.
You're a fool, Larry Benton. You knew June Reynolds had thrown you over. You knew that...
Well, Miss Collins...
Get out of my way!
Come on, Mike.
Who's there? Oh, Mr. Keene.
Yes, Mr. Benton. We just met Hazel Collins, Mrs. Foster's niece, on the stairs.
Oh. Come in, Mr. Keene. Mr. Clancy. Hazel Collins came here to bring me some of June Reynolds' belongings. Things that she knew had a sentimental value for me.
Tell me, Larry Benton, why did you lie to me when you came to my office this morning?
Lie? I didn't lie.
You neglected to tell us about your quarrel with June Reynolds in a restaurant a few days before she was murdered.
So you found out about that?
I suggest you tell us just what happened.
All right, Mr. Keene. I hadn't seen June in several days. Then that night I walked into the restaurant and saw her having dinner with Mrs. Foster's husband, Rodney Foster. I was furious at him and at June.
Furious enough to commit murder?
See here, Mr. Keene.
Mr. Benton, the fact that you omitted telling us this puts you in a very suspicious light. Now, is there anything else which you've neglected to tell us?
All right. I guess I should have told you this, too. I saw June about an hour before she was murdered.
What? Where did you see her, Mr. Benton?
I asked her to meet me here in my apartment. I wanted a showdown about Rodney Foster. We quarreled, and I put her in a cab, and she went home.
Why didn't you tell me this before?
Because I knew you'd think that I murdered June in a fit of jealous rage, and I didn't. I swear I didn't.
Mr. Benton, what about Hazel Collins, Elsa Foster's niece?
It was Hazel who told me that June and Rodney Foster were seeing each other secretly. She bitterly resented her aunt's interest in June.
It appears to me Hazel Collins is in love with you. That would account for her hatred of June. Oh, Mr. Benton, these things here on the table, are they June Reynolds' personal effects?
Yes, Mr. Keene, they're just some trinkets. And that photograph album, which I'm going to send back to June's sister in Iowa.
Well, that's funny, boss. We didn't see any of them things in June Reynolds' room.
I imagine Hazel Collins had already taken them, Mike. This photograph album seems to contain quite a number of pictures.
Yes, Mr. Keene. June's sister will probably want it.
Mike.
What is it, boss?
I've just made a rather astonishing discovery. Larry Benton, I want to borrow this photograph album.
Mr. Keene, what is it? Why are you staring at that snapshot?
I want you to remain here in this room until I get in touch with you, Mr. Benton. Mike, we're going back to the office. I'm going to make a long-distance phone call, and then I think we'll be ready to close in on June Reynolds' murderer.
Oh, Mr. Keene and Mr. Clancy, come in.
Thank you, Mr. Foster. Is your wife at home?
I'd like to talk to her again.
Yes, Elsa's in the library. Come right in.
Who is it, Rodney? Oh, Mr. Keene and Mr. Clancy. You have news of June's murder?
I'm afraid what I have to say won't be pleasant, Mrs. Foster.
I don't understand.
Mrs. Foster, the murdered girl, June Reynolds, was a guest in your home. She accepted your generosity and kindness. And it would appear that in return, she became involved in a love affair with your husband.
Keene, how dare you?
Your wife already knows it, Mr. Foster. Mrs. Foster, you found out through your niece, Hazel Collins, that June and your husband were seeing each other secretly. You were intensely jealous, and jealousy is a strong motive for murder.
Elsa, then it was you.
No, Rodney, I didn't kill June. I swear.
I can prove who stabbed June Reynolds to death, Mrs. Foster. If I were to tell you that I checked with the taxi driver who brought her home last night, that he was an eyewitness to the murder...
That's a lie. The taxi drove off before...
Before the murder was committed. That's right, Mr. Foster. But you couldn't know that unless you were the one who stabbed June Reynolds. You're the murderer, and you trapped yourself with your own words.
Pretty clever, aren't you, Keene?
Rodney!
You murdered June Reynolds, and you took her handbag to make it look like robbery. You also planted the diamond necklace in her room. I suspected your guilt, Foster, when I discovered a snapshot in June's photograph album.
Snapshot? What snapshot, Keene?
It was a picture of the murdered girl taken when she was a youngster in her teens. There was an older girl with her, her sister, and a man whom I recognized as you, Rodney Foster. I made a long-distance phone call to June Reynolds' sister in Iowa, and she told me the entire story.
So you found out I was married to June's sister?
Married to...
Mrs. Foster, 9 years ago, Rodney Foster was married to June Reynolds' sister. But he deserted her. He disappeared from that little Iowa town. And he never troubled to obtain a divorce.
No. Oh, no.
His marriage to you a few years later was a bigamous marriage.
And no one would have known, Elsa, if you hadn't brought that girl, June Reynolds, into this house. When I got back from South America, June recognized me right away. She gave me 3 days to tell you the truth. If I didn't, she said she would. I had to kill her to keep her quiet. Just as I'll have to keep you quiet, Keene.
Saints preserve us, he's got a knife.
Yes, the knife I used on June Reynolds. I intend to use it again if you come near me.
He's trying to get away, Mike.
No, you don't.
He's a guilty. Constantly.
Drop it. Drop that knife. There, I've got it, Mr. Keene.
Good work, Mike. One stabbing is quite enough, as you'll find out, Rodney Foster, when you await your punishment in the electric chair for the murder of June Reynolds.
And so Mr. Keene finds the solution to the photograph album murder case. Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons, is based on the novel Mr. Keene. The radio sequel is originated and produced by Frank and Ann Hummert. Dialogue by Gene Carroll, directed by Richard Leonard. Philip Clark plays Mr. Keene. Your announcer, Jack Costello. Remember, Mr. Keene is now on the air at this new time, every Friday at 9:30 Eastern Daylight Saving Time.
From July 27, 1951. Some of the musical transitions in that production were also used on the NBC police drama Tales of the Texas Rangers. It was a common practice back then. There was even a special music warehouse known as MUTEL, which stood for Music and Television. It offered up movie music scores to be retooled into radio and television transitional music. I'm Greg Bell, and I mentioned that for the majority of its nearly two decades on radio, Bennett Kilpack played Mr. Keene. But as you heard later in the run, it was Philip Clark taking over. That English-born actor also worked on The Mysterious Traveler and Sherlock Holmes, and a third Mutual series. Clark was the host narrator of this one. I'll name it, and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Now, when I was a young boy,
past the age of five.
MusicRewind.com praises and celebrates the Blues Bible, an amazing compilation of 60 original blues classics on 3 CDs.
Troubles, troubles, troubles. Troubles is all in the world I see. I heard about the way you over.
The Blues Bible pays tribute to the music of some of the original and most influential blues artists of all time, such as B.B. King, Robert Johnson, Muddy Waters, T-Bone Walker, Bo Diddley, Johnny Guitar Watson, and many more.
Heartaches and trouble. Something I never knew.
The Blues Bible now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98, an unbelievable value for 60 songs on 3 CDs. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code BLUES77.
All for your feet. Take you home with me.
Worship the Blues Bible Collection at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and pay just $19.98. Don't forget promo code BLUES77 to save on shipping.
Evil is going on.
That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember BLUES77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about British-American actor Philip Clark. We heard him as the title character on Mr. Keen, Tracer of Lost Persons. He also showed up on a few Mutual series heard over the years, including Sherlock Holmes, The Mysterious Traveler, and he was the so-called Keeper of the Book, the host and narrator of The Sealed Book. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we are all out of time, and I want to remind you to take a moment and visit our website. It's whenradiowas.com. That's where you can learn more about this show and its host. And you can also pick up your own box set collections of the series we play. The website, one more time, is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
Next up, Chad Benson Show,
The Dana Show.
Radio America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.